at what point, Sim?
Yes.
I'm wondering, are you going to step back and go, wow, I am so fucked up?
You're the one that put clocks on the wall, you stupid shit.
I record,
you want us to see the time.
I record,
right, you put the fucking clocks up there.
I record
you're
every,
trying to disorient us and
every
minute of this
to make you all insane.
No. I have
to make you all insane.
I have a theory. I think right. Sim is actually a time lord.
Yeah, he's something. So, well, what are your views?
Well, my views is I'm an arrogant asshole. It's worse than I'm right and you're wrong. It's I'm right and you don't fucking matter.
I'm just kidding here. He's recorded. Yes, I am. But this is Lieutenant Major Zombie. Just sitting here, taking up the line. Cause I can. And no one's not stopping me. I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid.
Shut up! You're wrong. It's not a happy fridge. It's a sad fridge. It has nothing in it.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
With
my own parade. Just in case you thought that I swore way too much, No. I am a kindergarten teacher compared to this clip. This is Mike.
Sean is wholesome in comparison.
I should be like a language tutor for like daycare compared to this fucking this fucking guy. This is...
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. Seems everyone else has left, so I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Check. Good evening. Oh, am I loud? Check. Kind of loud. Good evening and welcome to show number 120, the Dead Guy in a Stick episode of the What the Hell Show. And as you can see on the webcam, oh, somebody else has arrived. Quickly.
What are you doing?
I didn't know that so many people on our show, attending our show, were so religious. Did you, Drax?
I didn't. I didn't realize that either. In fact, when asked earlier by my roommate whether I was going to be doing the show tonight, I said, I boldly stated that, you know, no one on our show is religious.
You don't have to send it to me.
I can get it off that computer. Just save it somewhere. No, it can't be cool. Desktop, okay.
That's fine.
But as you can see by our webcam, all of the people aren't here. Look at that. Like, no one. I'm here all by myself, except with Drexol. Yeah, it's a little loud. Hey, Drexol and .com girl. And all these other people that at first appearance seemed so... Hey, are you going to participate in the shows here, or I'm going to do it by myself?
Yeah, you're not. I got to get these
here. Drex, I need my microphone back. I could use another microphone. Actually, I want to use a different microphone. Yours is really good. My old microphone sucks. Let me try this one. Check. I'll use this one for now. Jerks can use his own. He bought it.
Check.
Yeah, you're on. But you think by listening to Dak and Medic and Sean Kay and all the rest of them, I at first thought I would think, yeah, they're really religious too, huh? But apparently they are. They're all on their knees with their hands together.
Praying to God.
Praying to God in front of a dead guy on a cross, right?
We should thank them, though. I mean, it's people like that that are going to keep, you know, the flood from happening again.
Yeah, they'll fend that off for sure. Oh, that's my microphone. Okay. Oh, that's nice. Okay, so it's just a reduced crew here. Drex, Sim, and .com girl. And the turnout in the IRC is a little reduced. We do have some religious people in the IRC, I guess, or not in the IRC. All the rest of them are praying from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Easter is God's way of saying yes to life.
Yes to life.
That's what it says on the sign outside the church by my house.
Oh, really?
Well, on the way over.
I don't understand that saying. Yes to life.
Yeah, because he's not dead.
Oh, he's back?
Not really the religious type either.
And, I mean, if you're religious, I mean...
Ow!
I would be...
My headset turned down.
Is it too loud?
Ow!
Okay. Is that better?
Oh.
Okay, much better. If I was religious, I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed to be a C&E Christian. You know what that is?
No, it's a C&E Christian.
Christmas and Easter.
Christmas and Easter Christian. They come every other Sunday, except for the Christmas show and the Easter show. I mean, it's like a bad Christian, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure
that's a pathetic Christian.
I'm not sure that God's gonna, you know, let you into heaven just because you went.
He came on Christmas
and Easter. Yeah.
Well, let's see. For the past 12 years,
either that or he's letting me in, anyways. I mean, I was an altar boy.
Where are you?
I was an altar boy when.
How'd
I
that go?
I did it because my friends were doing it. I thought it was cool.
The
funny thing with that is,
you grow up.
I'm not joking.
Wow, where was
my
this?
My friends were altar boys, so I thought, hey, I should be an altar boy too, and then I'll be cool.
What age was this?
I think I was.
Was this while I knew you?
11
okay.
or 12, something
okay, that's
like
fine,
that.
Then. That's fine then. That was before I knew you.
And the only time I got to do the really, you know, the really responsible, cool altar boy stuff, you know, like help out the priest on the altar and stuff, rather than just be the ceremonial altar boy that sits there and does, like, holds a candle or something. I can't remember exactly what I did.
I'm not that familiar with altar boys.
Was during
sure?
Lent, because, you know, they needed people, like, every day of the week because they had so many people going, and, you know.
Okay.
So I was the shit.
You're the man.
I was the man.
Or the boy.
Yeah. It wasn't long after that I realized there was no God.
You went, wow, what am I doing this for?
No, we moved.
It's fun and all.
I didn't do that for very long.
And you didn't sign up to your new church in your local area? You didn't visit them?
I think it got to the point we didn't have to go to church every week with my mom anymore.
They made a deal. With God, then.
Yeah. He'll be an altar boy for a week, and then, you know, he's got freedom for the rest of his life.
Well, that's how it is. That's what they say. Oh, off camera. Okay, we're going to...
figure out where I want to sit.
Come on, sit over here. This is a good seat.
No, because then I'm always, like, I'm looking at...
Looking at to the side. Let's go around the room with the camera.
But Sean is prepared this, but can you feel the depression? It's like Homer's...
He's worked long and hard over the
like
years.
It's like Homer's ass groove.
Yes.
It's Sean's ass groove.
Can I pull that? How am I doing?
I would like to make a request to the listeners. Don't leave just because, you know,
Sean's not here.
It's just us.
Just because we suck.
Sean is not the higher power. Apparently, he prays to a higher power than him. So
that's right.
Don't be disappointed that he's not here.
Can I just say that this is the best dressed what the hell in the history of
Red Radio? Are we looking pretty good tonight?
Well, I think
pretty spiffy?
I think we have the three most stylish members.
And we can say that because no one else is here to defend themselves.
Sean, who is Sean? So we're going to get some extra shots of me because we got extra time, so we might as well, right? Okay, tell me when I have the right pose down.
Do a profile.
That's pretty good. That's a side profile.
That's a thoughtful.
A thoughtful microphone's guy. A little bit in the way, but there, you got to take it away a bit. Yep. Chin's getting pretty big there.
What's wrong with my chin? You don't want my chin big?
Sticking out. It depends what you're going for. And everyone can see the webcams if they go to the webpage and click on webcam. Click on floating webcam. That's enough of you.
It can never be enough of me, but...
Oh, that's way too big.
My hair is wet. I apologize. My hair could be better.
Curse you.
Somebody messed up my hair this morning. So I had to have another shower.
Pose, eh? And hold the pose?
What?
You have to pose and then hold it.
There we go.
I can't see it.
I'd make a terrible DJ all on my own. I'm terrible at just talking.
As opposed to...
To keep the airwaves, you know, like... Yeah. I'm terrible at that. Sumerian does it really well. I call from early on and...
It's just like sim noise. It's like white noise, only it's white just, noise. Well, sim noise. Now, here on the news.
You know, if
we'll
you
be
sit over
doing
here,
this and that
can
and,
move the camera
and zoom in.
So it's closer because there's only...
We could.
I promise I'll sit on this side of the...
He promised he won't touch you anymore, or much, or at all, I mean.
You can touch me. Touch me how I like it.
All right, well, how do you like it?
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows.
We have
Iron Red Radio. Who is this? Hello? Why is line one all fucked up? Whenever I press line one...
They hang up. No, they hung up. I heard them. I heard them go click.
All right.
Like, they're fuckies.
Play that thing that I made.
Play that thing there. That thing.
I'm just like Sean,
eh? Do that thing.
Hey, you remember that thing I made earlier? Let's play that now. Let's get it all over real quick.
Let's play everything we've done that took us 10 hours to do. And,
except this took 5 seconds.
Yeah, and you'll be able to tell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's that professional.
In fact, you won't be able to tell that it's a thing. You'll think I'm just talking.
Oh, I think I can think which one it is. Okay, here's the thing. Oh, that's great. That killed the Winamp. That didn't work at all.
What happened?
It cut our feed.
We don't exist anymore?
Pipe will be back on in a second.
And we're off to quite the start.
Bad boy.
Quite the start.
Pipe in the IRC. We'll be right back. Give these messages.
Are we on
the air? We'll be right. After these messages.
Take care. At least
they're complaining about the dinner. At
least they're not going, yeah, dinner. Yeah. And who normally wears that headset? Who I know.
Which headset?
That's James. Nobody wears it. Why are you doing this to me? Am I not living
to what I'm supposed to be? Am I feeding this animal? What's going on? What happened anyways? Why did you do that?
I didn't like the WAV file. I didn't like being over the network.
Oh, we'll drag it over here then.
Okay. I don't know why it crashed. It didn't like Drex's WAV file. So hopefully we're back online. So we're going to maybe try that once more. And if it crashes again, we'll not try it again. How did you save that WAV file?
Don't know.
I'm thinking you didn't do it properly.
What do you mean? All I did was press save and press enter, man. I don't have to change shit.
Very true. As long as you didn't change anything.
I didn't change nothing, no how.
Okay. Here it is once again. It's saying how long it is, so... Well, here it goes.
Call right now. 1-877-SAY-RANT.
It's really quiet.
I didn't normalize that.
It's a phone number. So phone in whenever you want and talk about your religious beliefs and why you're listening to the show instead of praying. You heathens! How could you? I can't believe all of you.
Well, what time is... Why is
That's
church
horrible.
At, why is church at night on Easter?
They have Easter Mass or something.
What, don't you have Easter Mass in the morning?
Morning, noon, night, whenever they feel like it, all day long.
All day.
It's a special Sunday. It's an all-day Sunday thing. I'll face this towards you so you can see a nice little red light when it lights up.
I'm just going to turn the phone on so it rings.
That phone that you have?
This one, yeah.
Okay. We're going to get... Is somebody phoning? No. We're going to get to the news then and see what we got. I got a lot of stories, thank God, because nobody's here. Now we got to fill in a lot of time, and hopefully some of this will fill in. Oh, there we go. Oh, you turned on. Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Nomad Katana.
Hey, Katana. What's happening?
Not much.
Why aren't you in church?
Church? I only worship the Almighty Bob. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, that's good.
Is this not a Bob religious holiday?
Nah.
No?
Does Bob have religious holidays?
Yeah, there's always St. Paddy's Day. Drinking holiday.
Yeah, all the drinking holidays are recognized by Bob.
Yep.
But only as drinking holidays, not worshiping, sitting at home.
Right. Yeah.
So did you...
I could tell you're listening in the background there.
Yeah, I'm a little brother.
Oh, okay, cool.
So what are you calling about?
What the hell's going on?
We're desperate, but we're not that desperate.
You should know.
What's going on in the news?
I was going to warn him.
He was going to hang up on him.
Was on the release button.
So we want to know sort of why you aren't in church and how
I want to know why you're yelling.
How you were raised. Like, what are your parents? What's your parents' religion? Why didn't they enforce it on you? Huh? Are they weak? They don't know how
to
teach
Sunday
you?
I went to school.
So did I.
I went to a little bit of Sunday school. I think
for a little
because,
while.
Yeah, with the neighbor kids across the street. And I went to summer camp, which was sort of a religious camp, and I was saved. They scared the shit out of me.
Did they dunk you in the water?
Oh, man, they told me I was going to go to hell, and then I got saved, and then I was upset.
Thank God.
We're going to go to hell.
Oh, right.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Warlord. This is Warlord.
Warlord.
Warlord, did you have something to say?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's good.
See, all right, check this out. I'm a complete atheist.
Yeah.
And, like, my parents tried that because, you know, I live in the States, and they're, like, way redneck and stuff. And way fake.
Yeah, so
and, like, they found out about my atheism, and they're like, you ought not believe that. That you know how those rednecks are.
That's why you should turn it down.
I mean, I just thought it was hilarious.
That's going to make noise the whole time.
Hey, let's see what line two thinks of that. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Templar Knight.
Oh, Templar Knight, what do you have to say to us?
Well, you were calling in about religious beliefs. I, too, was an altar boy.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yes,
wow.
I was an altar boy. Did midnight masses for quite a few years, funerals and things like that. So I was on those pretty constantly. Hello?
Oh. Hi. Sorry, we had technical difficulties.
Oh, no problem.
We can't claim to have fixed them, but they seem to have softened their own.
So you were an altar boy, too, but what are you right now?
What am I right now?
Are you an atheist or sort of just... Now you hung up. Okay.
I was born Catholic.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much not much anything. My parents, my family, however, switched from baptism or Baptist to Catholic.
Wow. Okay.
Which is a big change if you know the religion.
Not really. Unfortunately, I'm pretty ignorant about that. I don't know if Drex is any more knowledgeable about that.
But what?
I think switching any religion... is pretty extreme. I'm sure there's crossover. It's like God is God. You just worship in him different ways in different religions.
Well, if you listen to the Baptists believe that Catholics have absolutely no chance of going to heaven, are damned from the get-go.
Well, that's one I want to sign up for.
The Baptists are damned from the get-go, and there's no chance of them getting into heaven.
Yeah.
So...
See, how do they even sign people up for those kind of religions?
You know, I guess it's sort of the elitist thing. I feel cool because we're elitist Baptists. And
Actually, it's because of being an altar boy that I found out that I was different than most people. Because I was sitting there and we'd walk down the, you know, it's Sunday morning, lights pouring in through all the windows, the organ's players, choir singing. I'm walking down the aisle between the pews and I'm using the incense swing. Swinging it back and forth, and a thought comes into my head. I'm thinking, if I chain whip this right now, I could take out three rows of people.
That was quite a revelation.
I got up to the top, and I was just like, okay, this isn't for me.
Oh,
to me, almost all religions seem kind of barbaric and silly. Like, you just look at it, it's like, what are they doing? They're like... I equivocate it to praying to the lightning god or something like that.
The shark's tooth. The shark's tooth.
Look at the whole setup of it, and if you really go back and read your Bible, if you believe any of it, go back and read your Bible, and it says that you don't need churches. You don't need them. You don't need them. You don't have to have them. They're not necessary.
Well, that's what
the only reason they put them in there was because, well, they want to make money off of it and be able to control it.
Yeah, and it's good for business networking,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely. How many churches have you ever seen that run those, I'm talking Christian churches, that run like a rebuilding fund or to help save the church or get it back up and going? And you look at the whole thing, and the Catholic Church itself is a very rich and very prosperous group. Let them pay for their own damn churches. Didn't know they're going to climb a couple more bucks out of us.
Uh-huh. And I love it that they don't tax religion either. What the hell are you doing?
I'm sticking
to stay. It's the phone. Because he's on the phone. Okay, cool. Thanks for calling. We're going to take another call.
All right. Double
say what the hell.
Just remember.
Hi, you're on what the hell. Who are you?
This is Nomad Kitty.
Oh. Hi, Nomad Kitty. We were just all scared because our M&M clock just decided to announce the time.
Did you what?
The M&M clock we have is going crazy right now, and we were startled by it. So that's why we were so rude to you when you answered. Yes. And we didn't talk to you.
And that, my friends, is why people should not smoke crack.
Yes.
There's no crack. It's just some crazy M&M clock going wacko on our
wall. Blame it on the clock.
We will. So, what do you believe? You worship rocks or grass?
No,
or?
I worship myself, man. No, I'm kidding. I don't believe in...
We worship
God.
You, too.
Yeah, everybody worships me.
I've seen it happen in the IRC.
The goddess of sex. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I have my own religion.
Yeah, what is it called?
It's like the Church of Skitty.
Hey, that phone's going to... That clock is going to die.
You put a bullet in it.
Okay.
Okay, is there a baseball bat around here? Sorry.
The M&M clock is going to die.
The M&M clock is going to hell.
It just keeps going and going.
And it's laughing at us. Stop it! Sorry.
Your clock is possessed. You should like, kill it or something.
The door is open. Why? Pull the batteries out. That'll suck it dry. Sorry, what did you call about?
Can I just point out that the current time is... 6:35.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent.
Actually,
just
I
so
corrected
know,
all
I know,
all
I
of his
Sean,
clocks, and he
Sean's
purposely
went
around changing the time.
Yeah, see, but I know Sean's not here tonight, and I know that Sean would have wanted me to say that.
Drexel wanted you to say that, too.
No, you were talking about the fact that you're checking your watch and watching the time. We got rid of half an hour of the show.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Oh, okay, that. Okay,
Skitty,
so
we keep ignoring you. What did you have to say again?
I just called in because I have nothing better to do.
Oh, well, that's not a very good reason.
Remember, Drexel's on the phone, unhampered.
I'm never hampered. If you don't have anything to say, I'm going to hang up on you. You should know that.
Never say, I don't have anything to say, because that's a death sentence. You'd
well,
be executed like
sentence.
McVeigh.
So do we have, like, a news story?
This is an Easter story, actually. These are the rules for the Easter egg hunt at the White House. Can you turn those off?
No.
So annoying.
Why? You can hardly hear it. Can you hear it?
I can't hear
these
it.
These are things you're not allowed to have.
Okay.
Aerosols of any kind.
Oh.
Fireworks or firecrackers.
Okay.
Animals, except for guide dogs.
Oh, guide dogs, yes.
Food of any kind. Don't bring food. Backpacks. Guns or ammunition. This is on the little pamphlet they give out to the kids. Guns or ammunition. Balloons. Knives with blades over 3 inches.
Oh.
You can bring small knives. Knives with blades 3 inches or under to the Easter egg hunt, because sometimes you need that.
Is there anything on there about crack?
Sort of. Beverages of any kind, no mace either. Don't bring mace to the Easter egg hunt. I know it's a very competitive thing, but...
That's my egg!
Ready.
Mace!
Chewing gum, nunchucks. This is on the pamphlet.
You can just put that under a grouping, like a weapons
yeah.
thing.
No, they have to specify.
Are you allowed to bring ninja stars?
No,
nunchucks. How about quarter salves? Battle axes? How about a great sword?
Those are all fine. Those are all fine.
I brought my saber. It wasn't on the list.
Duffel bags, suitcases, no smoking, and no electric stun guns. The non-electric ones seem to be okay.
Okay, just a sec.
Okay.
Hi, Iron Rent Radio. Who's this?
Rejection. You guys hung up on me.
Oh, don't say you never have anything to say, because, well...
We didn't hang up on you, Drex did.
Drex did. Blame Drex.
And I'll do it again unless you have something to say.
Okay, yeah, anyways, I'll just say what the hell.
What the hell? That's
sorry.
That means you want to be hung up on. So a lot of rules there when you go to the Easter egg hunt. And following up on the McVeigh story from last week, the families are going to watch Timothy McVeigh get executed on closed circuit television.
Normally when
that's
they
normal,
execute
though,
someone, the parents and family of the victim are present, but because so many people died,
so many people want to watch them die.
Well, there's a lot more family and friends that can fit in the room. That's how the whole issue of the it being televised came up.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's normal for the...
And he himself actually requested he wanted a broadcast.
Oh, he wants everyone to watch it.
Yeah. I want to watch it, too. Well, I don't necessarily want to watch it, but I think that it should be on TV for people to watch.
So people can have the option of watching it. So the families can watch the execution on closed-circuit television, and they've also gone to the lengths of preventing...
Will there be closed captioning?
How many G's is that?
will there be sign language at the side?
No, there won't be any groaning. It'll just say, man makes painful noises.
Yes, that's right. When they say... They usually put, like, sort of a description. They don't spell out it.
Oh, in, like, bracket.
Yeah, bracket. Man,
victims,
man
families.
Like,
victims,
like
families
a,
cheering.
I like a transcript of the closed captioning from the execution.
Of McVeigh. Oh, yeah. And they're also taking precautions for hackers to not pick up the feed and broadcast it on the Internet.
Oh, that would be excellent.
Because you can pick up radiation from television, so
right,
they prevent that by putting, like, very thick walls around it and people standing in front of it. And also, they're going to have very high encryption on the signal, too.
So what you need to do
kind of crazy.
Is pay one of those people that's standing in front of it
to move
to
out
hold
of the way.
To hold the antenna that's picking up the radiation.
Yes, that's right.
Tie camera,
there we go. Because they said, once it's on the Internet, it's all over.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Floyd Sapel.
Floyd Sapel.
Hey, I got a comment about the Timothy McVeigh thing.
Okay, don't get into too many conspiracy theories. But,
no, I just want to know who the hell would want to watch it, man. It's a lethal injection. Where's the excitement in the lethal injection portion of it?
You know, you get to see the light drain out of his eyes.
It's like sitting around watching somebody go to sleep.
Very true. I don't think people would get a kick out of it.
Yeah, if you were going to sleep forever.
Well,
big
I mean,
sleep.
It's not like we're, like you said, you know, the life coming out of him. No one's going to get to see that. I mean,
see, my argument, though... is that
they should make
I don't care whether I can see it or not. I just think that people should be able to see it if they want to.
Oh, sure, yeah, I think they should be able to see it, but I don't know why they're worried about hackers going in there and...
Oh, I know. Oh, they're worried about it because they're saying no,
because
so...
Who the hell would want to watch it?
Hackers go in for that challenge, right?
It's the challenge, really. I mean, if they wanted to make it a really exciting experience, they could make a multimedia and hook up his heart rate monitor.
I think to make it a really exciting experience, we should make a surgical strike team... that breaks into the execution and blows
and
them to pieces
them.
With C7 assault rifles.
Rescue them, huh?
No.
I'm thinking that they bring them back from death so they can kill them again and again.
They try and rescue them. They should try and rescue them. Emergency team standing by.
Medical students.
They could do a live ER show. Let's see how good you are this time.
Great for the ER ratings. They do those live shows now and then.
Yeah, they could do a crossover show. ER and Timothy McVeigh's execution. And real TV, you know, tie it all in.
Last I think
a last haircut. You know what? Do they have to prepare and make them look good? Put them in a nice suit.
You know what would be cool is that they bring back the firing squad, right? And then they could
they
do
have,
that.
No, they do have that in some states.
Oh, that's cool. Because then they could have like
Washington.
You know, remember Sniper and
make it a little bit of a sport.
The Matrix, right? How they had the bullet cam.
Oh yeah.
You can have like bullet cam, slowed down bullet going into the guy's. You know, heart
bullet
killing
time.
Him.
Yeah.
Are you still there, man?
Yeah, they can have, like, multiple angle instant replay like they got on the XFL.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a spinning around the bullet.
Yeah,
that'd be
a
excellent.
3D view of him exploding.
And then they could have blood cam, you know, the cameras following the splurts of blood squirting out of his chest.
Yeah, and that company that does that that first down, that electronic first down marker, or that crap they did in hockey for a while,
yep.
They could do something in there, too.
Oh, definitely,
you know,
yeah.
This is where it's going to hit, and, you know, the speed of the bullet, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to fire the bullet? Because, you know, like, they have, like four or five guys fire. But
one real bullet.
One real bullet, and they don't know who fired because the other guys have blanks.
What, if the guy who gets the real bullet
kind of
sucks at shooting? And it all goes bang.
Then it's
like,
cruel and unusual punishment.
And he gets
off or some bullshit.
That's what happens if you get hung too, right? If you get hung and you're like okay afterwards,
they hang you again. No, you're hung until dead.
dead.
And if they hang you real shitty, you just get to hang there for days.
Okay.
I grow weary of this bloodlust.
Yes. Thanks for calling in.
What the hell?
One more. What do you mean you get weary of this bloodlust? I can get weary of bloodlust. You have bloodlust?
After about 5 minutes.
But we haven't killed anybody yet.
Here's another, the top 10 games you'll never see. Seal Clubber. Sell your seal corpses to fur traders for big bucks. Or barter with the neighbor.
Are these computer games?
Computer games.
Oh, computer
top
games.
10 computer games you'll never see.
Thanks for that important background info.
Well,
say again, what are you talking about?
Top 10 computer games you'll never see.
Number 10.
Seal Clubber. Sell your seal corpses to fur traders for big bucks or barter with the natives for essential supplies such as sled dogs and kerosene.
The only problem with that is, you know, sure, you know, it makes sense. You know, you've got the income. There's the seal pelts. There's the need of equipment and survival.
You lose equipment.
But the actual killing of the seals just isn't that exciting. I mean,
hunting them down.
They don't fight back. Just sit there, look up at you with these puppy dog seal pup eyes, and then you beat them in the head with a big 2x4.
What you got to do is get the mum seals.
You reach
to
way
you.
Back, whack,
to get the mum seals to attack you.
And they put nails in them, eh?
Drive
nails
in,
and
the
nail goes into their head, and it just squirts out. And they look at this little puppy dog pup, and the seal pup.
Oh.
And then they see the light drain out of its eyes.
You know what? Drex acts all tough, but I've seen him talking about his kitty cat.
My cat is awesome.
Thor, Thunder Cat.
Thunder Kitty. He's ferocious. Except when he encounters, you know, like something other than air.
large number of strangers, or one stranger.
Right.
Barbie's cosmetic surgery makeover. With a few clicks of the mouse.
See, I have a problem with that, because there's nothing wrong with Barbie.
Barbie's cosmetic surgery makeover.
Who need the cosmetic makeover? Barbie's fine.
Oh, true. No, you're doing cosmetic surgery on
make
Barbie.
Make look like Barbie?
No.
But why would you do it on Barbie?
Maybe
Barbie's perfect.
You come with an ugly Barbie doll to start with? Kind of saggy.
You come with a Barbie doll. She's got tuck-em-ins, you know. Or
yeah.
Big jowls.
She's got what?
Turkey.
Tuck-em-ins, you know. Breasts that are droopy enough to tuck them into your shorts?
Yeah, it's nasty.
I've seen them. Haven't you seen them?
Cottage cheese size.
No, Greg. I haven't seen those. Perhaps I don't hang out in the same place as you do.
No. I remember being at the SkyTrain.
It's those good bars.
Well, there was time your mom came out of the shower unexpectedly.
Okay, there's this woman, and she's got one of those jumpers, but you know, like the shorts jumpers?
Are you talking about coveralls?
No.
We are in Canada. Coveralls?
No, not coveralls.
What are jumpers?
Like,
jumpers.
That's what my mom would call them. That's why I don't know what to really call them. It's like that, I don't know. And they got like the big elastic that goes around. All they have is an elastic going around the top to hold it on.
Yeah.
And it's big and baggy and loose. And it's down.
Oh.
It's down
Moomoo's?
Past. No, not Moomoo.
It's like a tube top, but it's
yeah,
really
but it's
tube.
Part of the, it's attached
really?
To the shorts and stuff too.
Oh
my God, they're horrible.
Like a blouse,
yeah.
And then the matching
those
shorts, and
and the elastic.
They're velour, and they have a white stripe.
It's an elastic.
The elastic
too.
The elastic that's supposed to be on top of her boobs is down, you know, just above her navel, and you can't see the nipples. That's fucking. Anyways, so that's the sort of thing you'd have to start with Barbie, and then you can give her a nice firm breast. The problem is, her tits are too big, anyways.
Barbie's.
Yes. If you put tits like that on a real woman,
she'd fall over.
She'd fall over,
and it wouldn't be attractive anyways.
I guess
and
what she'd be
over.
Talking to you about all night.
Oh, my back hurts all the time. Oh, my poor back. Instead of,
Math is hard. Bust a groove with the village people. Number 7, geriatric racer.
Next.
Number 6, new fish, life in the can.
What?
I didn't get that one at first. It's a prison game.
That would be hilarious.
This being prison, violence occurs, and you have to protect yourself. I think that would really sell. Like, it would.
And it's
number one tool,
too.
The butt plug.
The butt plug.
Razor wire.
Razor wire in your ass? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Razor wire butt plug.
It's a new invention.
Did you hear of those?
We did a
magazine.
Weapon.
We did something on that.
It was on a magazine for women.
It was being developed
for women in Africa.
In Africa, they get raped.
Who's talking?
You are.
I'm talking.
All right, someone talk.
For women in Africa, they get raped all the time. They put something inside of them that as...
Shredded wiener,
like it has like things that clamp down and chop off.
Hopefully they don't get drunk, and you know, like you know, they want to have some sex.
No,
snap! Ah! Oh, mama!
Lumberjack number five, a Brazilian rainforest add-on mission pack is planned for release later in 2000.
What was the first one? What?
Lumberjack number five.
Oh.
Whatever.
It's just cutting down forests.
See, again, that wouldn't be all that interesting.
It's politically incorrect.
No, it's not supposed to be interesting.
I think there's sort of
these are politically incorrect,
incorrect
ones. Whale hunter. There she blows.
See, that could be cool. Whale hunting can be dangerous, right?
It can be, if you're in a small boat.
There, she blows.
In cooperative mode.
And then you got to row hard. You know, you could connect it to your exercise equipment.
Let's not forget your
or joystick back
joystick.
And forth.
Hey, look, stop. Did you not play, you know, like the Olympic games and stuff where you got to wiggle the joystick back and forth?
For 5 minutes.
You know, you go through like a joystick a month playing those games. You got to wiggle it back and forth.
I grew up on a farm.
Hit the button. Bonk, bonk,
the right
bonk.
Time.
Woo!
I grew up on a farm and I had a pony.
Yeah, did they have electricity?
Because
that's all you need for your Commodore 64.
Did you go to the bathroom in a hole?
I read the encyclopedia so that I could get smart, and I built tree forts, and I rode horses.
I had homeschooling.
Everything
great.
Except for the encyclopedia part. I used to build trash tree forts.
I like this one.
Preteen pornography novels. Flowers in the Attic series, heard of
it? Okay, yeah, I've heard of it. Never read it.
Built porn for preteens.
Nerd, survival of the wiliest. Starting as a pimply-faced freshman, you endure unending barrages of taunts and cheers. How will you survive miserable 4 years of your life?
Well,
branching
you
plot lines.
In the cult.
Let you hide out in the chemistry lab or library, gaining valuable blah, 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 blah. And then you get a gun and, you know, come back to the school.
Woohoo!
That'll be fun. How many jocks can you gun down?
I got 20.
Number one, Sim.
They really need encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do. Sim Sweatshop.
Oh.
In Sim Sweatshop, it takes more than a degree in economics to become the biggest and baddest boss in the land. If you make loads of cash and prove yourself to the corporate machine, you'll be transferred overseas to Indonesia, where you'll be in charge of the newest and most productive sweatshop on God's
How
greener.
Much for this package?
And
that's excellent.
A whole bunch of other ones.
Wow, thousands.
Thousands and thousands. Sim Pimp, Poacher, Dating Life Tactical Simulator, The Average Day in the Life of a Civil War Soldier, Pub Fighter. That's not
that's
bad.
That would be good. Pub Fighter.
Pub Fighter.
That's sort of a
yep. You drink and then you don't get too drunk, but you have to drink enough. Real Golf 99 shows like he's in the rain. It's all shitty and he's hitting it into the water. Sim Dictator.
Sim Sweatshop. Kathy Lee Expansion Pack. That's awesome.
That's a good one. So check those out at your local store. Okay, Kung Fu Quotes.
This is different. This is completely different from the games.
Yeah, yeah. This is just Kung Fu Quotes you hear often in movies. Gun Wounds Again? Like, these are the subtitles. Actually, probably dubbing. Same old rules. No eyes, no groin. Damn you, I'll burn you into a barbecue chicken. I'll just read the best one. This will be a fine service for you, you bag of the scum. I am sure you will not mind that I will remove your manhoods and leave them out on the desert floor for your ants to eat.
Oh, no!
You know what was the best?
Now that we've read
that Jackie Chan movie the other day, where he goes...
no rules, anything goes, except no dirty tricks.
Very, yeah, and that was made last year.
That was excellent.
If you're looking for a job, this one may appeal to you. I don't know if you are qualified for it, but it's pretty good pay. $17,000 to $420,000 U.S. It's a job for a superhero. The company's Justice League of America. Location U.S. nationwide.
Seen it.
I know. But you're tuned in.
I've seen this.
It was posted a week ago. It must have been passed around, like, really heavily. Do you like being famous for accomplishing great things? Do you enjoy working with people of like minds? Do you look for flexible hours? Do you desire full health benefits and world-renowned Captain Dentist and Dr. Feelgood? We're just exactly what you're looking for. Defending the public at large from menaces, foreign, domestic, and otherworldly. Requirements: must be able to fly or stay in the air for at least 8.6 seconds, maintaining a minimum airspeed velocity of no less than 21 miles per hour.
I was really disappointed when I saw the qualifications. I was going to apply, but...
You're overqualified.
Unfortunately. No.
Yep.
I have no superpowers.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I've
seen one you of the yell at boxes.
One of the guys that works said
it's
superpower.
Evil boxes stand in my way.
It's superpower was to annoy small. People. This is the best one.
Say you can. Okay, go on.
Your weakness cannot be in any way related to a food or beverage. How many superheroes are there that...
I can't drink...
Are like lactose intolerant?
Lactose intolerant, man. Not milk again.
Damn it, I said no whipped cream on my coffee.
I think... The funniest superhero is like Green Lantern. He's like almost ultimately powerful, but no yellow. as long as he's no yellow,
he's ultimately powerful except yellow. He has like the ultimate power and the ultimate weakness. all you need is I'm the enemy now. I'm going to make everything yellow, and well, you'll have to go
whip
find another bad guy.
Yield sign. Yield, Green Lantern.
I guess there's yellow in yield. Hey?
Isn't it? It's yellow. Yield sign. It's a triangle one.
Yeah, the yield signs that say yield on them.
There's a red around it. No, what's the yield?
It's red.
The yellow
it's
one,
a
then?
Triangle yes. with yellow around it.
There is a yellow one.
Red though. Around it. But they have that too.
Apparently, this is sort of a spoiler, but not really, for Planet of the Apes. This part was not included in the movie, so... You don't mind?
The sex scene was not included. Okay. It was cut.
She blurted it out. I was going to ask Drex. He's very sensitive about this. He's very sensitive about these topics.
Well, I don't like to hear about movies. I'm going to see it.
Like, he's going to see this. I'm going to see this movie.
Is the girl ape played by Helena Bonham Carter? Is the girl ape played by Helena
Bonham Carter? Does she have a nice rack?
Someone else.
Carter, yes. Yeah, that's right.
She has an okay rack, Drex. It's not ample. But it's classy.
Let's see.
It's a classy rack.
Is it Harry?
Special effects guy wanted to have a sexual tension between the two. And Tim...
I bet he did.
Tim Burton, who's doing it, wanted her to be sexually attractive to human men, but will never get to see the Harry pairing due to alleged nod to bestiality. Fox thought American audience would recoil that the movie would get an NC-17 rating. And that would kill the movie for kids. Yeah. And Wahlberg and Carter would have to settle for a prim kiss when the film rolls into the theaters.
Okay, wait a second here.
Put your hands all over
it's
me, you
bestiality. It's bestiality because they're, what, if not aliens human. Are having sex, is that bestiality?
Yes, because it's not human. I get that's what they're thinking.
So is Star Trek?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They got the old sex. Okay, is it... Well, I guess it's just masturbating then, that Star Trek one. Not masturbating.
You mean
it's
on
like
the Hollow?
The one where... No, the one where... You remember, like first season, they had the chick...
Yeah, do you really
security.
Have sex if you're in a holodeck?
They had the chick who was the security chief, remember? The woman was the security chief. And she got Data...
What about
give her,
that?
Give her
huh?
the good stuff?
But they didn't show it.
I didn't.
No,
see
they
that.
Didn't. But
or did they?
What would that be considered? Would that be like masturbating?
With robots.
Yeah,
it's a machine.
It's assisted masturbation.
Mechanically assisted.
Mechanically assisted masturbation.
Put your hands all over me, you damn dirty ape. Yeah.
Continuing on with the movie theme, if it loads up. Some guy has way too much time on their hands.
Lots of people do.
Lots of people do, and they seem to end up in the news.
Three of them are in this room.
Gladiator may have conquered the Oscars, but blockbuster flick falls on the sword for the astounding number of bloopers. It racks up
in Gladiator.
124 bloopers in Gladiator. Among them, a jet trail can be clearly seen in the sky in one scene. Romans hand out printed leaflets centuries before the printing press had been invented.
Oh, my God. And there was only, like, in Ben-Hur, there was, like, one watch of a glimpse.
And a red car.
One glimpse of,
a red car in the hill.
I thought it was a glimpse of sneakers.
Maybe sneakers, but there was a red car on a hill.
Really? I hadn't heard of that one. Okay.
Yeah. Some architecture from several centuries later, including bell towers and domes on the Roman skyline. Mm. And that one's a stupid one. A final moments, a pillow of sand materializes to support Russell Crowe's head, keeping him comfortable. Extras wearing blue jeans. Blood that disappears in mere seconds.
That's all the time that happens. That happened in Star Wars. If it can happen in Return of the, in Empire Strikes Back, then how can we not forgive it in any other movie?
That's right. And the one of the best ones is a gas canister in one of the chariots.
Oh, no.
Because chariots take gasoline.
Oh, no. So bad. So who gets fired when those things come to
Continuity people.
Nobody.
Not the continuity people, really.
You'll never work in this town
The person
again.
Who is in charge of the gas can.
Nobody.
Not really.
What are they going to do?
Everybody blinks on everyone else.
They're not going to get fired.
Did anyone
they
notice
this stuff?
They just
may not get hired again.
The first time they watched it, was there mass people going, oh, my God, a gas can? What the hell is that doing there? No, they all went, yeah, he killed them all.
You're not looking at gas cans.
You're not looking at gas cans and blue jeans. And you're not going, oh, my God, they never had domes back then. Although that one probably would stick out with
and
the
it does
people
say
that
this,
knew right away.
It does say this guy watched it like 30 times. So.
Yeah. Okay,
I'd pick up those things, too. I'd be, like, not paying attention to the dialogue,
I would, like,
not paying attention
to
anything.
Cheese after watching that 30 times.
Your moldy cheese.
Yeah. Okay, Skitty, you suck. Star Wars doesn't suck. You're just a stupid
you're
girl.
You're of a minority opinion.
What would you know?
Yeah. Jeez.
Stinking girl.
This is so old, what they're suing over. MasterCard threatens a website. For one of those playoffs on MasterCard, you've probably seen a lot of them with the graphics and
your
funny pictures.
Your beaver all over the internet, priceless.
Yeah. The one they're suing for, apparently, I don't know. It's on the web.
It must be true.
I believe everything on the web. This one we actually did on the show. It was the one after Columbine. Let's see.
Prepare for the 200 in class.
200 rounds of ammo, $70. 2 ski masks, 24. 2 black trench coats, 260. Seeing the expression on your classmates' faces right before you blow their heads off, priceless. And then their little catchphrase.
Didn't Sean say he wanted to do that one? Like almost word for word? Like actually word for word?
Yes. Maybe he read it somewhere. Maybe he came up with it before.
It's not that clever.
It's not that clever. It's not that inventive.
Know,
it's pretty good.
It's
you know,
that,
I believe it because
that...
I had a movie idea stolen from me. What?
Dear Tal.
I probably told before. I'm going to tell again.
Tell us the story.
I'm all of a sudden bitter about it again.
Okay.
I had this excellent idea. And the movie was going to be centered around a gun. And it was going to be a bunch of short stories. And this gun starts off, you know, going through the factory. It comes out, serial number stamped on it. Ping! And it's this, like, pearl-handled...
Two movies. $20 and The Red Violin.
Okay, never seen either of them. Never heard of either of them.
They ripped off your idea, too.
No, but the...
Okay.
I don't like you. I'm sitting here trying to tell a story, and you, like, suck the wind out of me. Is that your job, to ruin everything that we say?
Yes.
I have a knife.
She is the destroyer of fun.
And no one will see the blood on your red shirt.
Step.
And I'm not even going to continue. You've ruined it for me.
The moment's gone. It was a fleeting moment.
Ruiner of moments.
I will sit here and bask in your disdain.
I'm not sure what disdain is, so I don't care.
Disdain is what you're going to have all over you when I stab you.
Well, disdain. Disdain, it won't come out of my clothes.
Drax, I'm sorry. Can you tell us about your movie?
No,
again?
You're
I'm
not going to
really
hear
bad
it.
Now.
No, well, you
now
feel
bad.
We'll
give it
you
some
feel
time.
Bad,
you know
then.
Like,
you made me feel bad. I'm glad you feel bad.
Okay, I'm a smartass 24/7. I can't help it. I've been trying to go to... I've been trying to go to Smart Ass Anonymous, and I'm too lippy for them. They don't like my stuff. I'm not the fucking dot bomb girl, whoever you are.
Dot bomb.
Unless you mean bomb as in good, then I am. Kate, tell us your movie plot. Before they
no, we're not.
Me.
We have another...
We'll move on. We'll come back to it then.
Let the moment has passed. The moment has passed.
The moment can be.
You already told me. You know what the plot is. You already told me who stole it from me. Remember?
Well,
it's like telling somebody you love them, and then they start telling about how they're not really getting along with you anymore. You see it in all the sitcoms and stuff. Or they're ready to admit something.
That's exactly the same.
Lie.
You're right. That's exactly the same.
He hit the nail on the head with the hammer.
The proverbial nail on the proverbial head. Floating
the
clinic
proverbial hammer.
Will offer
that,
the sick.
A cocky little woman.
Floating clinic will offer the sick euthanasia offshore. Because euthanasia is illegal in Australia. So they've
it's
got this
legal or illegal?
Illegal.
Uh-huh.
So some guy is
Isn't it illegal everywhere?
Illegal everywhere? No.
No, really?
In Sweden and some other places in Europe, it's legal. Along with a lot of other cool things, like smoking pot and other things like that.
I should read more.
That's right. Keep up to date here.
Try. Okay.
But what he does, this guy, he has a floating barge that docks, and people can get on board, and then they float out to international waters, which doesn't have rules, and they go.
Is it kind of like
kill? And I guess they push them back to shore or something. You know, on a little raft.
Like
I don't
when
know.
You're on an airplane and you buy the Bailey's. Jeez.
That's right. Or you're like 15 years old, and you can drink on the airplane because there's no rules.
Couldn't they do that on the airplane too?
No.
Have a suicide area in an airplane.
Ships have, like, if you have
like
a ship,
free. Like
if there's a Canadian ship, that's Canadian soil. So what they'd have to do is.
Oh, it's Dutch,
have a ship.
Dutch registered.
From
it's Dutch. Dutch registered. Dutch don't have laws about euthanasia. You're like,
that's too. Cool.
That's how it works.
Right on Dutch people.
Right on Dutch people.
If you're in the
people
water,
rocking in the free world,
then it would be. What? It has to be a Dutch registered ship. I guess if they just made a ship up.
I want to tell you about my friend Steven.
Oh,
my friend Steven says what all the time.
Yes.
And I was bugging him the other day. I said, "Are you deaf, Steven? Do you need to get your ears checked?" And he said, "No, I have ADD. I have attention deficit."
So he says what?
Yeah.
Because he's not paying attention to the conversation?
He's really honestly not paying attention. But if he would just, like, carry on, like, but instead he always goes, what? What?
What? What?
Like, he alerts you.
Until you totally slam this poor ADD guy.
So did you suggest Ritalin to him or what?
No, he's my friend. I didn't do anything mean to him.
No, you said, what, are you deaf or something? You got to keep saying what?
I didn't say, what are you, deaf boy crybaby?
And then he started crying.
But I've known him for almost 5 years, so I think it was...
You can
I think that the
razz
waiting
him a
period,
bit.
It wasn't like I just met him and said, like, what are you, deaf? I said, like, you know, that's curious. I wonder, my dear, do you have a hearing problem?
Sean's like that. Sean will come right out at the beginning as soon as you meet him. Because I had a large lump in my throat when I first met him. And he said, what's that big large lump in your throat there? And
But when he was a kid, he would say to his mom in the grocery store, Mom, that man's fat!
That's a fat man!
That man's pregnant!
Is that man pregnant, Mommy?
That's what my sister did.
Yeah?
My mom, yeah.
And she went,
I think everybody's kids do that. I think
no, not all
legend.
Of them.
A lot of them. I've heard that story a lot.
Mommy, that man is pregnant, yeah.
I have heard that story a lot.
But honestly, my sister honestly said it.
Yeah, we believe you. It's not that strange.
I would never lie. I would never lie on the What the Hell show.
It's all about truth here. Truth and advertising.
Then I leave this room, baby.
This is a case of stupid people in the U.S. yet again. There's a commercial. I don't know if anybody's seen it, if you've seen it. It's the Roach commercial where it's like a really strange ad, and you're like going, what? This ad doesn't make any sense. Then this kind of realistic roach kind of crawls on your screen
at
the right size. It would be huge on mine, but
so it looks like a real
like
roach
a
crawling
foot long roach,
TV.
But it looks like a roach. And what people apparently have been doing is throwing things at their television and breaking them, like destroying their television, and they're suing the company.
Okay, you know what?
You
threw something at your television, whether there was a roach there or not. You threw it at your television.
Well,
I know.
So can I sue the people who made The Exorcist?
If it was a real roach, you still would have broken your television, fuckface.
I thought it was really Satan in my TV. when that freaky face comes.
That's right. It was to possess the little girl.
In what? Exorcist.
Exorcist. The little girl spins her head around. You know.
Yeah, you were really affected by The Exorcist. We talked about this the other day.
It's one of the scariest movies ever made.
It's nowhere near as scary as Watership Down. Forget it. Watership Down is way scarier.
Is that categorized as a thriller?
No, it's categorized as a children's movie.
That's how they trick you.
Probably.
But the added bonus?
Scary.
What this company did to counter that?
I saw a roach on the TV and I spilled hot coffee on my groin.
That's what I do, too.
That's right.
It felt good.
Didn't you, too? Rollin on this civil action lawsuit.
Well, I didn't spill it on my groin. I'm not willing. You know,
you want the big money, honey. That's
where you got to spill it. When you go to court, they're going to ask to see your groin and all the burns, and I'm not willing to burn my groin for money.
Blown up pictures, 2 feet by 2 feet of Drex's groin.
You would burn your groin for half a mil.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No. No.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
Half a mil.
No.
750,000?
No.
No.
I don't mean like freakishly burned.
Grotesquely deformed
like,
burn.
Like a lot.
It's falling off. It's dripping.
A little red.
What? A little bit red.
A little bit sore. A little bit red. Still functional, but it hurts when it's functional.
It hurts when
I pee. Think yucky thoughts. What this company did to counter offer these people is that anybody who threw things at their television enter into our contest to win a free television. Everyone calmed down and entered the contest instead.
That's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Well, probably they knew they didn't have a hope in hell.
But think about it. These people threw things at their television to begin with.
Okay, but you know what?
I think they should have sent Gary Coleman to every one of their houses.
They would have lost.
That's the other part. That's part of it.
That's cool.
The cool part is one of the...
all monkeys.
Okay, that was loud enough. The one of the ads is Gary Coleman. It's a promo for a new television show. Gary Coleman as this private detective. You know, that would be just horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the ones, the commercials where they have like four stars?
In it?
Four stars on it doing weird stuff, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And there's like Mr. T and Martha Stewart or so. Like, there's four different people, and you're like, what the hell is that? It was hilarious. I had no idea what was going on.
I think so. That sounds like one of those.
It was hilarious. I'm sitting there like, I'm shaking my head and stuff and gesturing you Brent radio audience because you couldn't see because you probably weren't watching the webcam.
He's doing that.
And it updates once every 10 seconds.
Face?
Yeah, so what's up with that face?
That's right.
I saw a good one. It was a talk show host lady, and she was making dinner, and it says something like, when you sit down for a meal, your family. It was good.
Continue on. What
were you saying?
Is that it?
Put your hands all over me, you damn 38.
Here, .com girl. I got a letter the other day from a listener in Germany.
Oh!
And he really likes the radio station, and he's trying to convey...
He's
in English.
To convey his love.
His love for the radio station in English.
Can you all be quiet for a second while I read this?
Yep.
Oh, out loud.
Oh, wow.
No, that didn't go over very well.
No, there's not enough people here.
Kidding around.
To laugh at.
Hello, Rant Radio crew. All right, so far. First of all, let's get my honor to all of your radio cooperation wide grin. Rant Radio is the greatest what ever could happen in the... web and all users, thousands of listeners say, this isn't commercial, is it? Okay, you all will go on as now. Otherwise, I come into your kitchen and play my butching tricks! Wide grinning. Okay, the question is, the bandwidth of Rant Radio, when will you really expand? Let's tell a little story. I'm sitting in my home and want to hear this perfect fucking shit. And every time the connection is springing. And there is use a break. If you ever expand, someone set us up the bomb! The bandwidth of Rant Radio, tell me this. I will hollow you. All your base are belong to us.
Stop adding things
in. Okay, Rant Radio is the greatest. Think not about the sense of this letter. It's written from a German. See you, the one and only Iron Monkey.
Stop adding things in.
Better.
He does not say set us up the bomb.
It's too hot in here.
Oh, baby. Well, you better take off your shirt then.
No, I was trying to do that before, and you give me the, no, don't.
Something
face.
Fucked up.
What do you mean?
I tried to play the Gary Coleman promo.
Look, just.
And it froze again.
The computer's frozen because they can't hear us?
Voice puts...
Can they hear us?
No.
We're off here.
Can you guys hear us?
No. Bad, Tamara. Safety, what? It stops when there's no water in it? Never heard of that.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Is it working now?
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio. Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio. Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio. Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio. Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Alrighty then. That's a big pain in the ass. I don't know why it keeps freezing. I think my computer needs a reboot.
I think your computer needs to go in the garbage and you need to get a new one.
I hate it. It's really driving me crazy. The silence. It's driving me crazy. Only problem is, I already am. the
Psycho
next...
Wolf Pup.
Are you insulting our listeners again?
No. It's just trying to figure out who said that.
Did you get water? Is that hot water?
No, it's cold water.
Cold water. Or is it lukewarm water? I took it out of the fridge.
Tap water.
It's tap water?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Is it tap water? Is it tap water?
Why? Yes. Why?
I don't want tap water.
Oh, my God.
It tastes funny.
Tastes funny. Whiny little bitch.
You can smell it. It smells like
can
pool.
You
it smells like the pool water.
That's excellent. Next news story.
You eat Mr. Noodles. You have no room to talk.
this is a map.
You're not going to eat all that chocolate, are you?
Yes, I am.
I don't think you are.
No, you're going to have to pry it away from my cold, dead hands. Just like that.
They were cold and dead? Bet they're cold.
Now I feel bad. I feel like a bully now. way to go and ruin my chocolate eating experience. Making me feel like
there you go.
No, it's too late
I
now.
I want you to have it.
I don't want it anymore.
Jesus wants you to have the chocolate.
Jesus doesn't exist.
It's Jesus chocolate.
Easter's God's way of saying yes to life.
Jesus was a fraud.
Was I talking? When you started talking?
Yeah, I was talking over you.
You don't get along well with others.
That's right, I don't.
It does not play well with others.
I'm me, you're just you.
This is a map of software piracy
Jesus was a fraud.
In the world.
What's that?
And surprisingly, we are the lowest software piracy in the world.
Well, that's not
that
surprising.
We know of.
Do you know why?
Because we can go to a store and buy some, and they can't.
That's right. In Russia, it's the highest.
Because they can't actually
can't
they
just
can't
go
get
out and buy
it otherwise.
Some. They'd have to trade, like...
The whole world is
things.
Stealing your
Who
software.
Deal
but
with it.
But some of us can, the conscious and conscientious of us can actually, you know, go through the proper channels, whereas, you know, some other people can't. Yay.
So,
wait, go back.
Was
it just Canada, or was it North America that was the least?
It was, I believe, North America, Europe, and Australia.
And South
Africa.
Africa.
Very
Why were
small
they
portion
so
of South
conscientious?
Africa. Maybe they don't even have computers there. Like, if you don't have computers, how can you pirate software?
Why would you be a statistic then?
It should be blank.
Yeah. I don't think that's
below 50%.
And who are those stinkers in South America?
Japan's
then?
Pretty good too. Oh, those guys that are just
it's just one,
like one
little
country.
Group of bastards.
We are going to pirate a lot of software.
You know what?
In this
They're
country.
Probably boycotted by the states and all other import stuff.
This guy invented adapted a motorcycle that runs on soybean oil. Harold Bennett's favorite recipe calls for a couple gallons of soybean oil. It may sound greasy, but then again, it takes him 200 miles on his modified Harley Davidson. That's pretty cool. I don't know how much power you get out of it. What? What are you laughing at? Do you want to run the show?
What are you giggling about? You're going to giggle. Shouldn't we have a right to...
You're the
you
professional.
You have, like, food in your mic, eh? On the other side.
What? You're trying to be Tom Green there, or what?
What is that? That's nasty. I can't believe you're touching it.
It just happens that I don't think anybody was eating chocolate last week.
I wasn't eating anything that color. I think it was a chipper cookie.
Are there any cookies in that bag of cookies over there?
No, it's empty.
No, it's just like the Dr. Pepper cans that are lying about.
Why don't you eat some of this chocolate?
I don't want any of it. I have a canker sore. Mm-hmm. Makes
not
eating not
C.
fun. What the hell is this?
Not enough vitamin C. Canker sore.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Unplug the headphones.
God.
My doctor said it was...
God told me. What?
Acidic things.
Acidic things. Oh, like you're allergic to, like, kiwi fruit or something?
No, no. It's just if you drink pop and eat acidic things,
so
it eats away at
it. It causes
lip
canker sores.
Mm.
Like pickles.
Probably pickles cause canker sores?
I don't know if they cause them.
They hurt.
It's not good for you.
Sam has pickles.
Yes.
Really?
Can you get some pickles? Can you dish out some pickles?
Go get the pickles, woman.
The ultimate in evil advertising.
You go get the pickles, woman.
Oh, you don't want to see me eat pickles.
It's quite interesting. Billboard Abs. A Nebraska graphic arts firm is unveiling its latest advertising concept today. Because we must fill the world, every square inch that is left, with advertising. Selling advertising space on cheerleaders' bare midriffs. The demonstration will take place at an arena football game between Lincoln Lane and blah, blah, blah. We'll be sporting temporary tattoos on a 2x3-inch area between the navel and hip. Each tattoo has the team logo and room for a sponsor.
Okay, so my question is, who's going to see it?
Well,
do they announce, oh, by the way, that little colored blurb on...
Can you get a plate?
Right, just above the woman's beaver is an ad for Coca-Cola, because you're not going to see it. What, do they walk around the stands, like, sticking their crotch in people's faces so they can look at the ad?
No, they get put on camera during halftime or something.
Okay,
and now they have an excuse to zoom in on their navel.
Uh-huh.
I brought a small fork for the baby dills, because all of your regular forks are dirty. Your dishwasher is full of clean dishes that have not been put away.
You know what? I came up with a good plan.
Is covered in dirty dishes. Food.
When I buy a house, I'm going to get two dishwashers. One, and I'm not going to.
And they'll both be full of clean dishes.
No.
How is that going to help?
Okay, listen, and you'll find out, smartass. Okay?
One will be renamed China Cabinet.
One, there will be no dishes in the cupboard. When all of the dishes out of the one dishwasher
That's
and
awesome.
The other dishwasher, you will turn it on. Before that, you'll...
That is pretty clever.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to eat my pickle now, so I won't say anything for
a
couple seconds.
Okay. What do you think of this advertising little thing, .com girl?
Suck it. I want to hear you suck it.
Crunch. That didn't crunch very well.
No, but my mouth didn't make a crunchy sound. Mm. It was just a little wind blocker thing.
They've already got advertising on cars. I'm surprised they haven't gone to the person level yet. Either temporary or permanent tattoos on your face or arms. Most likely your forehead, because that's a good 3 inches by 2 inches advertising space on the forehead there. Usually fully exposed.
But if it's an unattractive person, it could be negative advertising.
It could, but they'd have to be hand-selected, right? Send just your photo.
But what if you selected them?
What's the problem? What are they doing?
Like 40 pounds.
What are they doing?
They're not doing anything.
Fat people with ads? Is that what you said?
Well, she's arguing.
On a fat person.
That's right. You have more ads.
Nobody wants to look at
them. Your ads would have to be discounted.
Stop it.
That was nice of you. There, Sim, for giving me a...
It was nice, wasn't it?
A pickle?
Anyway, this makes good for a good radio.
Crunchy. Crunchy pickles.
Yep. The next story is a company is suing Canada. UPS is suing Canada. Because...
Those fuckers.
Bastards. They break all the plasma TVs.
Canada Post facing lawsuit from UPS. Canada Post says it's confident it'll beat the challenge by the UPS that alleges unfair competition. UPS is suing Canada government for $230 million, claiming Canada Post unfairly subsidizes its courier service, Purolator.
Probably.
And that it's unfair business because UPS delivers in Canada, right? UPS spokesman Tad says his company would only appeal to NAFTA in an extreme case. And this is an extreme case where the government of Canada, through Canada Post, is making it extremely difficult for private sector companies to compete against their monopoly in Canada.
Now, why do they own Purolator? When did that all happen?
Actually, I'm pretty sure Purolator started out as the courier company for Canada Post.
Because Canada Post delivers packages.
But I don't understand why it's under a different brand.
Just to rename it. To make it look like it's not Canada Post?
Because it's a courier, not regular Canada Post. Hey, thanks, man.
No, fuck off.
Hey, that's not very nice. I've been training.
No, that's fair.
I've been training.
Not common.
I've been training Sim to call me bad names. Mm. And it finally seems to be.
What'd you just call him?
I didn't call him a bad name.
He called me fucker.
I told him to fuck off.
No, he said, hey, that's my pickle, fucker. That's all heard of.
I'm not going to call you a bad name. But.
You have called me. It's just not on the air yet.
A lot of companies are doing this in different countries because one country, they have a multinational company. So they go to a country that has some sort of law in place and they go, and that's unfair practice. And then they call on NAFTA or the WTO to say, to strike down that law because it's unfair business practice. Like, for tuna in Mexico, the Mexicans get fish for tuna, right?
I like tuna.
And in Mexico, it's not against the law to capture dolphins in your nets. So the tuna catchers in the States are going, well, that's not fair. They don't have to prevent themselves from catching dolphins.
You know what? I don't think that Mexicans should be capturing dolphins, but I think the tuna fishers in the U.S., they don't have a right to bitch because they're only bitching because they make less money. They're not bitching
That's
because
right.
they're hunting
That's
dolphins.
That's why.
So they can go fuck themselves and burn and die.
That's why they're bitching. And then they appeal to whatever body.
I think dolphins are cool, and if you kill a dolphin on purpose, then you should be shot.
Because they're a cute animal.
With a shotgun.
But baby seals,
now
cool. That's another
they're
story.
Smart. Super smart.
Yeah.
I don't think they should. Well, you know, baby seals end up dying anyways, but whatever.
So right now in the States... There is no law for that. You can catch dolphins.
Okay.
And even though it says dolphin safe, it means jack and shit. Doesn't mean anything. I just put that on there. To
lie to you?
Lie to you.
Oh, it's dolphin safe brand tuna.
That's right.
As in, like, real cheese brand cheese on your Panagopoulos pizza. As in, real cheese brand edible oil product.
Terrell says that she represents the whole Rant Radio channel, wants to see me suck on a pickle. Well, I bet you would. It's not going to happen. The FCC has just issued...
Moving right along.
...some new indecency guidelines on a related topic to sucking on pickles. Is that they're really cracking down on the radio stations in the States... For saying bad things and being, not really saying bad things, but now
being
suggesting.
Offensive?
Being offensive, suggesting bad things.
Inciting violence?
Not inciting violence.
Define bad things.
You know what? That's what they're complaining about, the radio station. They're saying it's not, it doesn't really say what a bad thing is. It's very loose. It's very loose because you can't. You can use normal words that aren't swear words and describe things, right?
Like we could talk about how you suck on a pickle. And
yeah, suck it hard. Suck it. Oh, suck
yeah,
it.
Suck it.
All
I want to hear you suck it.
Suck all the juice out of that.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a pickle.
Yeah.
And it's just the context. It's all about
I see. So
what they're
saying.
You
can regulate swear words. Like you can't say fucking shit and cock and stuff.
Yeah, fuck shit, cock, motherfucker.
And don't forget cunt.
Cunt. Cunt, the evilest word in the English language, apparently. But they said it's actually, yeah, but apparently you're allowed to say, what they said, the FCC said it was okay. It was not indecent for the expletive
oops, fucked that one up, because since it was fleeting and an isolated incident. But you're not allowed to reference a sexual act over and over again. Or
so what you're saying is Howard Stern is off the air?
Yeah, that pretty much kills his
whole shtick.
And they're saying it's okay for Oprah to do something about how to have better sex with a partner, and also for Schindler's List to show frontal nudity, but not to do certain things.
I think you were in the bathroom and you don't know what's going on.
I got my headphones on. I heard it all.
Okay.
I think that it's wrong. Okay, I think if you have a problem with what they're saying on the radio, listen to a different station.
Yeah, but they're protecting the children.
The children?
And people who don't know how to turn the station. That's what they're doing.
If there is such a demand for a station that doesn't swear and be offensive, then someone will come up with a station that doesn't swear and be offensive, and they'll make a million. Because everyone will listen to them, and they'll be able to sell ads like crazy.
There's so much call for it, right?
That's right.
All these people picking it.
If there isn't that demand for it, then clearly we don't need it.
They're protecting the moral integrity of America. So that
based on whose morals?
Because they know that the American public will love these shows, and they can't help themselves. So they're trying to protect America so it does not go down the downhill spiral that it's...
Because before you here today, something else. What's ringing?
The phone's ringing.
The phone.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Hello? Stop hanging up at the last second.
Fuckers.
Fuckers. But since we're in Canada, we can say whatever we want. And even on the internet, it's even more power to us. But
what do you know? It's not more power to us, all right?
It's just less taken away.
Less taken away. That's right.
Because we shouldn't assume that we have no power to begin with, right?
Next.
Well, I turned that up for the radio.
Excuse me.
And
classy.
Hey, what?
Chicks dig it.
The chicks don't dig anything. Why hold anything back?
Me here representing the chicks, I say the phone is ringing.
Again?
And the chicks dig it.
Okay, do it now.
Hi, you are on Rant Radio. What wonderful and lovely thing do you have to say to us?
I got a cool question.
A cool question? Okay.
Yeah, it's like has to do with like Easter and all that, because it's been in the back of my head for a long time.
All day, I bet.
You know, like, you got the Easter bunny. Yeah. He goes around, hides eggs everywhere.
We had bunnies. They used to hide stuff, too.
I don't know. You know you have to go searching for eggs?
Yeah.
When eggs come from chickens, why does the Easter bunny hide the eggs so you have to go find them?
It's a marsupial
eggs
bunny.
Eggs do not come from Easter bunnies.
No. Whoa. You're not getting it.
Look.
Okay, we got here. We got a bunny, right?
Yeah.
And he's all stealthy and slick. And he's got his ears. They're all slicked back, right?
Yeah.
And he's sneaking around. He sneaks into the hen house and he takes those eggs. And it's like, yeah, baby.
He's pretty sneaky
to
have the eggs, right?
And he runs around hiding the eggs, right?
Yeah.
Because something about Easter makes him go like mad, and he's got to hide the eggs. They're not his eggs. He's hiding the chicken's eggs. And you got to go look for them, because normally what you'd do is go out to the hen house, pick up the hen, and da-da, there's the eggs, right?
So the Easter bunny is like stealing chicken's eggs.
And hiding them, right? And then you want your breakfast, you got to go out and find the eggs. That's what the whole thing is about. That's where the origin was.
Oh, so you're trying to get their shotguns to blow bunnies away.
Yeah, you're trying to make breakfast, and this Easter bunny's like fucked everything up.
You're like, damn that Easter bunny, let me get my sweeper out.
Good sound effect.
That was excellent. That was a good sound effect. Do you have anything to say? Do you have anything else to say?
What God do you...
Girl on the left sent me the bomb.
She sent you the bomb?
Yeah.
She set you up the bomb? What
girl on the left did?
You sent us the bomb, girl on the left. No!
You
your business belong to me.
You are the girl on the left, but not the girl on the left. It's dot...
I'm not the girl on the left.
It's dot-com girl.
And who's that by the window then?
It's dot-com girl.
Big geek?
Oh.
And I want you to put your hands all over me.
Okay.
She's much more liberal with her saying what she says on the air.
Well, where's everyone else, dude?
They're all worshiping their pagan gods.
Oh, they're like worshiping her Easter Bunny? Like,
they're worshiping Easter Bunny, some dead guy in a stick. Like, it's pretty embarrassing that we had these many religious zealots on our show before. I don't think I'm going to allow them back.
I don't think that they're religious zealots. I think that because of Easter, there's like Easter meals.
Dinner.
Yeah, do they have turkey dinner for Easter?
Oh, hell yeah.
What? Oh, is it celebration and no longer having to starve yourself?
Yep.
Because isn't that like Lent? Aren't you supposed to like fast for 40 days or something? Or not eat meat or something? Except Fridays?
I don't know. But
I think what it is there's people with turkey, and, you know, they have some relatives that believe in all this hoo-ha.
Yes, that's right.
And they're cooking up a big skanking meal, and all their friends are really poor. And furthermore, even the ones that aren't poor, they don't cook very well.
So it's like free meals. That's why they're all popping out at us.
Let me just hit over my friend's house right now and just get all their food up.
No kidding.
I don't know. It's just like, when I, like, look in the webcam, there's, like, no one there. I'm like, dang, dude, they need me on the phone.
I'm sorry, didn't you look at the webcam and say, my, sexy show tonight?
There's some good-looking people.
Oh, sexy show tonight. Fine-looking people.
I don't, Romulus, I don't think Girl on the Left is religious, but her family is, or it's just an excuse. I think it's out of habit, mostly.
No, I'm pretty sure she's not religious. In fact, I'm very sure.
Her parents grow pot in the basement. I know she's not religious. They call them tomatoes.
Yeah. They're tomatoes.
We all know what they're growing in the basement. And we all know what they're enjoying after the dinner tonight.
Hey, zombie, you have something to say?
Finger button.
He was too slow.
Yeah. And he did have something to say. It just was inane.
Guess what? They're going to try and charge me. Next year.
What?
Ooh.
For money. Oh, ooh. This CRT. No, not the CRTC. This company, just one second. I'm
SoCan?
SoCan. Because they want money for me to pay the artists that I play on my station.
Right.
They want to make me pay either 0.65% of my gross revenue, which is...
You could get money back.
They'd be owing me money. Or, this is whichever's higher, of course, 10 cents per month per customer. Which it's not a whole lot, but it's
we don't have customers.
It's annoying. No, we do. Anyone who listens is a customer.
No, they're not.
Anyone who draws a stream. This is internet rules. Okay. They really do spell it out. It's a stream. Anyone who's able to listen.
What music do you play?
People who have given me permission.
Aren't they independent?
I would have to prove that they are. They probably registered. Some of them are registered.
Don't play them.
Only people who have not registered their music.
They're playing three songs.
Yeah, over and over.
In rotation.
Don't play music at all. Tell them to go fuck themselves. You don't like fascists, and they're fascists, and you want them to go. If they want to come down here, you'll pay them to suck your cock.
You know what I would do?
10 cents per customer.
You know what I would do? I would just put the What the Hell show on all the time. Unfortunately, I'd have to change my phone number because my phone would be ringing when people thought it would be time to phone in.
No.
Because it's all
numbers on
the wall.
Put on reruns?
Uh-huh.
We have enough of them. Think about it.
Well, you only need one.
This is show number 120.
Well, what? Even the two-hour-long ones,
uh-huh,
you'd be playing 12 a day. Well, less than that, because there are more than 12 hours.
Yep.
More than 2 hours, I mean.
2 hours.
Blah, blah, blah.
So it's like 12 a day. You could fill up a whole week.
And then it would repeat. And you'd have to be listening 24 hours a day to hear them all. And you know what? I don't think anyone would do that.
So that's pretty annoying. Because they charge you even though you don't make any money. I hate that rule.
Tell them to suck your ass. Suck my ass. Say, suck my ass hole.
Go for the hole.
No, really, like, isn't that far worse than suck my ass? It's suck my ass hole. Like,
it depends on
suck
what
my ass, you're just thinking, oh, that's an insult. Suck my asshole. All of a sudden, there's this visual of lips to sphincter.
You're right.
Yeah, it gets a little bit dirtier there. It's so canon. Yeah, it's so canon in Canada. There's like three companies in the States. I pity you poor radio stations in the States. You have to pay three different people. Fortunately, it's all one person. Up here. Here's another story. Salad barf. Deli dumps suspect nabbed.
Why don't you tell them? Say, you tell me who I'm playing, that you're responsible for, and I'll take them off.
It's not on their. It's up to me.
No, it's not. It's up
to report.
No, it's not. Fuck that. Bullshit.
No, I have to subject web logs and who I'm playing.
No, you don't.
I have to write. I say I'm not playing anyone.
Yeah.
I play my own show 24 hours a day.
Prove I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, now I put it in your court.
How about suck my whole ass?
Whole ass?
Suck my whole ass? That could take some time.
Whole ass.
Suck my whole ass.
Suck my asshole and eat the shit.
Sure, melancholic. Just email
See,
me.
The thing is, that's really good, but because you put all that in there, there's so much familiarity, people don't actually think of what you're saying
anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, blah,
just
blah,
gets
blah,
down
ass,
to
shit,
and,
blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
It is,
they're
it's
not
just,
picturing
an,
the
it's
puckering.
Just insulting now.
I'm picturing the puckering. Alliteration.
That's pretty good. And eat the shit.
A gross-out gourmet was caught dumping human waste.
I'm not girl on the left, retards.
Ass face.
If you're going to call me names, ass face, get it right.
.com girl. Somebody wants to talk.
So if you want to say it right, say .com girl, you are dumb.
Dolphins have sex for pleasure.
Yes, I've heard that.
Bit of monkeys. Who cares?
Monkeys do too, I'm sure.
Yeah, they fuck each other. They fuck their children.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah?
Oh, they're not.
So do humans.
Yeah, but we don't
Some
accept that.
We don't like that.
We think it's
Oh, do
wrong.
You have a story to tell?
No. No, I don't. Listen,
hey, Punk of Evil thinks you're hot.
Thank you.
Thank
Evil.
You very much, Punk of Evil. I don't swing that way, but thanks.
No, I'm hot.
Oh, well. A gross-out gourmet was caught dumping human waste on a Midtown salad bar.
Out of his ass or out of a container?
Out of a container.
Oh!
Was spotted
that's worse somehow.
Spotted pouring bottles of what appeared to be human feces and urine onto a salad bar.
Oh.
Workers at the deli grabbed the feces-flinging fiend.
The feces-flinging fiend.
After they noticed him emptying two bottles of disgusting-smelling liquid onto food
Stop
trays.
Stop talking about that.
Willie's
on standby. No, wait, Willie's at full alert.
You mean Uncle Willie's?
No, that's not what I meant, but yeah, that's pretty good. I used to work at Uncle Willie's.
Says, police said several proprietors witnessed what they thought was bizarre behavior by a man matching Arellano's description, while others had customers complain of foul odors coming from certain foods. I'm sure this happens in other delis too,
Stay
said
the
21-year-old college student. The person who did this is an animal. He could have gotten people sick. I'm not going to eat anything more from a salad bar.
Well, that's always a good choice.
Uh-huh. That's why they have sneeze guards. They need urine dumping guards now too. They need little gloves you can put in. You know, like where they handle the plutonium.
Maybe he was trying to protect it from the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? Yeah.
This is a Green Lantern.
Green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
Just like a Batman type guy.
Batman.
Yeah. Didn't have superpowers, I don't think.
No, he just fought and he had Bruce Lee as his sidekick.
As Kato.
Kato. And they called it the Kato Show in China.
Oh, yeah. Just like with Cannonball Run.
Yes.
Jackie Chan is the guy on the cover in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and now it's time to talk about Jackie Chan.
Now it's the Jackie Chan portion of our show.
And thus ends the Jackie Chan
portion
of our
show. San Diego County instructor threatened to shoot youngster, said it was a joke. And guess what? He got nothing for it. Didn't get suspended.
What are you talking about?
No
Sorry?
Time off.
Say again?
A teacher.
Yeah.
Threatened to shoot a student. And nothing happened to him. Absolutely nothing.
Maybe it was a joke. Maybe nothing should have happened to him.
It probably shouldn't have happened to him. Yeah, it's right, but that's not how they treat it with the students, though. With the students, they, like, go all crazy, but with the teacher, it's like, oh,
he's grown up. He knows
joking.
He's joking. The students, they're at a very, sensitive time in their growing up. They're very susceptible to these things. They could start out, what starts out as a joke, you know, next thing you know, they got pellet guns. Then they move up to, baseball bats, and next thing you know, they're fucking each other in the ass.
That's right, and that's too far.
And that's just too far. Because there's poo in there.
And that's dangerous. We don't want that.
Yes, keep it on the salad bar.
Keep it on the salad bar and off my Mr. Winky.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
What they did, there's a little experiment with some wallets that some people did recently.
Some what?
Wallets.
Wallets.
What they did is went to a bunch of different countries, mm-hmm. a bunch of different areas, mm-hmm. and dropped wallets with $50 in them.
Okay.
All over the place. Like
lots a good Samaritan test.
Of wallets. Like these people had a lot of money to do this test. 1,100 wallets with $50 in them each. And they
taxpayer
did,
money, I'm sure.
They did it in small towns in the United States, Europe, Asia, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And it said their results were fascinating. They put them in front of office buildings, discount stores, churches, parking lots, restaurants. Let's see. All told, 44% of the wallets were taken up, never to be seen again. That's total.
40%.
44, yep.
Which is pretty good. That was only 44.
Yeah. Norway and Denmark, absolutely every single wallet was returned.
No.
Every single one of them.
Wow.
1,100. Let's see. Scandinavian countries put everyone
to
shame.
I know that
shame.
If you drop your wallet in the West End, you should kick it all the way to Main Street before you pick it up.
But,
oh, that was a little regional joke for you, Vancouverites.
Let's see. New Zealand did well. Asia, South Korea, and Japan. But watch your stuff in Argentina and Italy, as well as Mexico. Tough luck if you lose your wallet in Mexico. Almost none of them were returned.
So basically, this sounds like a really... Like what, the blonder people are more honest?
Well, Japan was, too.
Yeah, no, I could be wrong, but I don't think,
like
the population in Norway,
does.
And I don't think they have a huge population. I don't think that they have a very big poor population either. Really, think about it. How can you possibly be homeless when it gets cold in Canada, but in the northern parts of Canada?
Yeah.
You know, like... You're not going to have a lot of homeless people there.
Because they're just going to die.
Yeah,
but I think the 40% of these wallets that were getting snatched up were not getting snatched up by homeless people.
Just regular people.
Just regular people, like kids and
people that didn't care.
Yeah, I guess.
I would
like to say that I would pick up the wallet, take the money, and toss the wallet in the garbage, but
what
I don't think I would.
What are we playing? One of those board games?
I'd probably feel bad.
One of those cards.
One of those
what,
board
how
games?
Did Canada
what
do? Did it say?
Let's see.
Were we bastards?
I'm going to say it's close to the States. It does not break down Canada, unfortunately. Oh, wait. Here we go. United States did 7 out of 10 wallets were recovered, were turned in, 70%. And that put us, the States people, solidly on the list of pretty honest countries alongside Canada, Australia, and India. So we're on par with the United States. I thought we would have been a little bit higher.
Personal story.
Yes.
I always think it's exciting when you find someone's wallet.
Yes.
Because it's sort of an opportunity to do something cool for someone.
Yes.
I remember once I was working downtown and I came across some guy's wallet and no money in it, unfortunately.
Isn't that the rule? You find someone's wallet, you get to keep the money?
I don't know.
I think so. It's just reward, right?
There was no money in it, so it wasn't like something I had to have some great moral quandary over. So it was okay. But he wasn't from town. And he didn't have any address information. And I felt totally like Nancy Drew tracking him down. It was so cool.
You found
he had a card for an optometrist, and I managed to call and find out. And he had been there for an optometrist appointment, and blah, blah, blah. And I left a message, and then she called, and it was really exciting.
Wow.
And then when I met him,
he
turned out to be a rich millionaire.
Prince Charming, he swept you off your feet.
And we lived happily ever after. It's really exciting. And you should be honest.
Until you had sex with him, and then he didn't want to talk to you anymore.
And he had a wrinkly butt.
Oh, wrinkly
we
butt.
We watched
Sex in the City.
I've never seen it. I heard that it's very funny for girls, and that guys should watch it for insight.
Yeah.
For insight on how women
just
work.
Just a bunch of
I heard that the guys
neurotic women on that show.
Okay.
Hello, that's redundant.
Hello.
I know.
That's women.
Yes,
women are neurotic. Why would you say neurotic women on the show? There's a bunch of women on the show. Same statement, right? Why add in that extra adjective?
Men are neurotic, too, just neurotic in a different way.
No, we're not neurotic.
Just pathetically horny. Anyway.
Well, okay, pathetically horny.
Pathetically horny.
Yeah, okay, I got you. I got you.
Things branch off from there.
Yeah, anyways, for those of you who didn't see it,
the highlight of the episode was a shot of an old man's ass. And it's still, okay, you know what that elephant's ass looks like? That's what it looks like, except not gray.
Not great.
It was just good.
Oh, and no tail.
It'd be a dead, wrinkled man's ass.
But it looked like that. It was all, ugh.
That would be a disturbing view.
For yes. Sure, just think about that.
That was the sound of a penis going from being hard to being
an old man ass, flaccid. An old man ass, and don't come, and don't come, an old man ass.
Okay, I played this probably last year at Easter. I'm going to attempt to play MP3. If it fucks up, please.
Oh, are you playing it off of this computer or off
yes,
another one?
This computer.
Didn't they work?
I don't think that makes any difference.
Oh.
So I played the Gary. No, that's right. I don't know why it would fuck up. Maybe the
crashes,
connection is bad from here to there.
Scream and make your own.
Please keep on trying.
It's Sunday. It's always busy on networks on Sunday. So
it
like
actually is.
There's people in your house using your computer
home.
Slowing down the network.
Not my internal net. I don't know why it's doing that. Okay. Computers are crazy. So here it is, the Frantics. Worshippers are us.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to Worshippers Are Us, the first church of all denominations. Please open your generic prayer books and pray along with me as you stand, sit, kneel, face Mecca, or dance. Oh, large person or persons of whatever gender or branch of the animal kingdom who did something great and is now someplace where we aren't, please forgive us for whatever you deem bad and help us to do whatever strikes you as good, whether that be to work hard, eat no pork, or wage a holy war. Grant us whatever you tend to grant, unless you don't interfere with earthly concerns. Watch over us, or save us from evil, or let us find out for ourselves, or damn us randomly. Amen. Praise Allah. Have a nice day. May the being as you define him, her, or it be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks for A, divine intervention, or B, divine abstention.
It is right to give him or her thanks and praise.
May peace dwell here amongst us and keep us free from war. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. Brothers and sisters, last Thursday during our annual Baptist Jihad barbecue, I was flipping the meatless kosher hydroponically grown food product on the grill when a stranger approached me. He asked me, why bother? Why bother trying to organize a religion which synthesizes all faiths and beliefs? Why bother organizing weekly prayer fiesta sword dances? Why bother? But then I hearkened back to the origin of all our religions, of all our faiths, and I gave unto him the answer that has sustained all religions can also sustain us. Why bother? Just 'cause. Now, before we christen the babies, walk over burning coals, form a human pyramid, and proceed out to the street corners to chant for spare change, I'd like to make a few announcements. Next Sunday is young Matsumoro Kyoto's bar mitzvah confirmation. We'll be down at the river at sunset, dunking him in the waters, circumcising him with a stick, and chopping off his hands for stealing. So come on down and wish him well. There will be self-flagellation and coffee served in the friendship room afterwards. Mrs. Edmonds?
Or a turd, but at least we got.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RANT or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome.
Hi.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Oops. There we go.
La, la.
Ring those phones.
Why? Ring those phones. Please pledge.
They're ringing. The phones
pledge
are ringing.
Now. Pledge often.
We have operators standing by to take your
call.
Oh,
my God. Here's the operator. He's standing by, and we're taking your call. Hi. This is the What the Hell Show. Who the hell are you? Why does that happen? There's something wrong. It's something on our end because it happens far too often. That's madness. Are you there?
Madness.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Look. You're on radio. Who's this?
How come you didn't,
Major Zombie.
How come you didn't answer the first time?
I think there's something technical. We have technical difficulties. Zombie, what do you have to say?
Why do you always keep hanging me up?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What the heck, dude?
Well, we're trying to get rid of you, but it's not working very well here.
Hello.
Okay, that worked.
That worked.
Okay.
So the phone number?
The phone was ringing on line two. I don't know what's
somebody
going on.
Wasn't there.
Okay, call 1-877-SAY-RANT
and tell
and
us
don't
about,
hang up.
And tell us about your God. Who do you worship?
Tell us about your salad bar.
Tell us about your salad bar and how you puked in it.
Anything topical.
Topical.
Like topical cream?
Topical
cream.
Flavors?
Yes.
Well, topical, what does that mean? Whatever's on top? Mm-hmm. Is it?
No, on topic is on top from the
okay,
root.
Why topic what topical cream is something goes on your skin?
What topic do we have? Phone's ringing.
The phone is ringing. Is it? Oh.
Well, both of them are.
Hello.
I'm a little sexy little girl.
Oh, excellent. That's 1-900-SAY-RANT. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Decker Apocalypse.
Hey, Decker Apocalypse. How's
what's
it going?
Guys?
We're doing a radio show, you know.
Yeah, I was listening.
Trying, anyway.
So how did you worship your deity today?
I didn't worship my deity today.
Do you have a deity to worship? Were you failing him, or do you just, you know, don't have one?
I don't have one.
Okay, so you didn't fall out of faith.
Yeah. I just wanted to say something that's kind of interesting today.
Okay.
Ronan Vince Raven's girlfriend had a baby today.
Ah.
And
yes, I saw that in the IRC.
Another child in the world.
Yeah. The funniest thing was when they brought it out.
It looks like Sean.
Ah!
No.
We must kill Sean. He has been reborn.
Yes.
Sean's walking around without a soul.
Okay, go on.
That explains a lot.
But I swear to God, it's... First words were pang, pang, pang.
Isn't
the nurse had taken it off the scale and was holding it and it said pang, pang. I was like, wait a minute.
He is the one.
So that was like extremely strange.
No, you're kidding.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. You're just making up. It's good radio, but
it's good radio. It's dramatic.
Try and be more convincing next time.
Right.
Did you have something else to say?
No.
Say, what the hell?
Okay, what the hell?
Oh. And that's the end of the callers.
Well,
so you'll have to phone in now.
This isn't working, guys. You're supposed to...
People are threatening to call.
You can tell us...
Don't threaten to call. Just call.
Now, okay, Sumerian pays an extra $8 every month so that he can have two lines.
I do. More than $8, I'm
sure.
Hi,
you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
You're my God, dude.
You worship us?
Yeah.
Don't try and buy your airtime.
No, our love is for sale.
And .com girl kicks butt, too. So.
You got her name right, at least. That's good.
She looks like a girl on the left sometimes. You know, like, look at the webcam.
Yeah,
like,
we're both of the Amazonian large girl persuasion.
Oh, you just used some high-tech words right there.
Big boned.
We're tall and sexy.
Oh, hey. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
What the hell?
See? They hung up. Don't hang up. Bastards, don't call for, let it ring for four times to hang up.
call and
we'll
let it ring until you get through. I mean, what kind of pussies are you?
It's free. It's not costing you anything. Just leave it ringing. Jeez.
We can talk to Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Hi. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Stop hanging up on me.
We don't take orders from you, Zombie.
Don't tell us. It's our show.
That's right. It's our show.
Not your show.
Sean's not here to defend you. Hi.
Okay, what the fuck?
Hello?
Wow, you have a pretty...
Hello.
Hi. You have like a really...
This is
short...
me. This is me. This is me echoing in the background.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Put the bong down.
People must not be
able to... bong
Hello?
Down.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are we loud?
Not really, but...
Are we loud enough?
We're loud enough, right?
Yeah, you're loud enough.
That's good.
People are crazy. It's making me insane.
Yeah, they're like hanging up, or they've got the radio turned up louder than the phone. Like,
you know what we could do? We could do *69 call return.
you can do that in your phone.
Yeah, but that costs money to use that thing.
Yeah, I'm paying enough money for my 1-800 number. I don't want to use *69.
Ungrateful.
That may or may not work.
How does ungrateful come into it?
Because they're not grateful. They're wasting the money. Every time they phone and hang up, that's 10 cents.
Slap.
That Sumerian has to pay.
Slap a dollar down, and we'll do *69 for each person. A dollar each.
Okay, who are we talking to?
This is Psycho Wolf Pup.
Hey, Psycho Wolf Pup. What's happening today? How did you worship your deity?
I don't worship my deity because I don't really have to.
You're a bad worshiper. Oh, you don't have to? Well,
no. Why should you worship every day to your deity just so you have reverence and all good when you just do it in your everyday actions?
That's right.
I mean, what religion is... seriously talking here, religion is supposed to teach you good morals.
That's right.
Not, like, dissing everybody, like, saying, my religion is the best. My religion is, like, only one out there, and all religions, other religions suck. Because if, say, two of those religions were right, we'd all go to hell.
Any religion that preaches tolerance is okay in my books.
There can't be two of them that are right.
There can only be one. Unless they work together.
Unless they're the exact same religion with different names, and the god says it's all right that you
like
have two names.
Doesn't Satanism
confidential
and
to Nomad Katana? I really want to smoke a bowl right now too.
doesn't Satanism and Christianity work together? Like they're in the same universe, you know? Like Marvel and DC aren't in the same universe except for crossovers. But isn't Satanism and Christianity in the same universe?
I guess that would work.
It makes sense. It's like a Spider-Man Punisher crossover, right?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, wacko. So, what did you have to say?
That's about it.
All right. Have a nice day. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Just want to say hi and happy Easter to Sumerian and you and the other person.
See, I think...
Nice.
Who am I? Wait, who am I?
It's really special.
The other guy? You're the other.
Wait, hold on, dude. Don't hang up on me. All right? Drex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think. Well, yeah, I can speak for all of us. We're either agnostic.
Dot com girl.
Yeah. Dot com girl.
And that's Sumerian over there talking. He says just yeah or something like that.
Yeah. That's me.
Work on it, Sumerian. Come on. Work with me.
Yeah.
Filling up dinner with Sumerian.
See, don't worship me. A happy Easter.
Come on, Drex. You to work with me too. Say yeah.
No.
No. Happy Easter insults me.
You're not the best me.
Happy.
Come on, let's work. Say sweet. Sweet.
Hey, Zombie, do you worship a god?
Which one?
That's the question.
Two, three,
okay,
one.
I got you people, then I got John Kennedy, and I got the Satan, I got God, I got my hand, I got the computer.
Which hand is that?
Is it the right or the left?
The right hand.
So
is it sacrilege to jerk off with the left hand? Or is it just sort of kinky?
Oh, hold on.
You feel like you're cheating?
My friend just got here. Hold on. Let me get him on the phone.
Who?
My friend just got here.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on. I have to run aside.
This will be interesting.
This is Zombie's friend. Zombie has a friend. First of all, that's pretty big news.
My God, it's ringing.
You've got a friend in Jesus.
Hey, Jacob.
Funny thing is, he can't hear us because we're talking
on
the radio station. They want to, like, talk to you, dude.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jacob. This is Rant Radio. Your friend, Lieutenant Major Zombie, he talks to us all the time. I don't know what name you know him by, but...
He calls us up and he tells us his dirtiest, filthiest sexual fantasies.
He's mentioned your name a couple times.
Well,
Jacob, are you coming over for a little session tonight?
No, not too much. You guys should play a bunch of my band stuff.
No.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Are you registered with SOCAD?
Nope.
Hey, there. Well, that's possible. It's a possibility then.
Well, they're in the States, so they wouldn't register with them anyway. They'd register with ASCAP.
But, okay, wait a sec.
BMI,
how does that work? If we
BMI
only have to register
ASCAP,
with SOCAN...
Because they control all of Canada's stuff. And they have to register for three things. I think he's getting bored of this conversation. So what are you guys doing tonight?
Probably go break some stuff.
Break some shit.
Stuff.
Hey, break Jacob, shit. What's up, Jacob?
Are you both on the phone now?
I can barely hear you people.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk to you later. Okay, wait, the SOCAN thing.
Yeah, okay.
So you're only paying for Canadian music?
No. SOCAN covers all the music in the world.
So if he was registered with one of them, he wouldn't be registered with SOCAN, but he'd be registered with one of them.
One of them, and SOCAN would cover that, so I would be allowed to play him if I paid SOCAN. That's how it's nice in Canada. You only pay one company. In the States, there's three companies you have to pay. Depending on which the artist falls under, blah, blah, blah. It's horrible. Getting some more food? What's happening? I'm just getting a pickle.
His phone's ringing!
Oh, kick ass.
If you hang up on me, well, I have no threats. I can
we'll
realistically get you. But don't hang up on me. Hello?
Hey, this is Nomad Tigray.
Hey,
all right.
Tigray.
You didn't hang up.
You didn't hang up. We're very happy about that.
I can hardly hear you guys.
Well, just, you know, be quiet. Tell everyone to shut up around you and
concentrate.
Listen hard.
Use the force.
First of all, I figured I'd tell you in America, it's ASCAP is how we say it.
Ascot?
ASCAP?
ASCAP.
ASCAP? So it's like I pop a cap in your ass if you don't give me the money every month?
That's really how we say it.
not ASCAP.
I sent you guys an MP3 a couple weeks ago.
What's
it's not registered with ASCAP or BMI, so if you want to play it, play it. I don't know if you guys listened to it yet, but I figured I'd call and see if you've given it a shot, see what you think.
You uploaded to the FTP site?
I emailed it to you. It was a pretty small one, about a minute and a half long, I think.
What was it called?
Cycle.mp3.
Cycle, what type? Is it a music or something you did?
It's music. It's one of the guys from my band and me kind of blending hip-hop and industrial music.
Oh, you know what? I did listen to that. I did. What did
you think?
The guy's actually a pretty decent rapper.
Yeah?
Not bad.
If you like it enough, put in rotation. I already talked to him. He doesn't care.
Very cool. It's not bad music, too. The problem is the format is not rap. So,
yeah.
I do like rap. I have a extensive rap collection, actually. But
yeah.
I don't play rap on the station, but I like it. I don't play Erasure on the station either, but I like that too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, laugh at me.
I'm supposed to be working on my own shit. I actually did the music for the background of that.
Well, if you did the music and that's industrial, we play industrial, right?
Yeah.
That crosses.
I've been meaning to work on my own shit.
Like, there is some rap that sort of can go on here, but that was very traditional type rap.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be a bit harder. It delivered a bit different.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd say it was pretty traditional.
Yeah, it was. But yeah. If you have industrial music, I mean, I play my buddy's stuff on there, and it's somewhat industrial.
Yeah,
so I'm not beyond putting on any music just because I've heard of you and talked to you on the phone. So.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I'm just saying. I just want to see if you'd given it a listen, see if you'd checked it out.
Yep, I did. So, hey, Drex, away from the... He's saying stuff.
I can't hear you. What?
So, anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's about it. I mean, I could talk about anything. I don't give a shit.
Well, is there somebody on the other line, Drex? Okay, we'll just continue on talking on with Tigray. You have any questions for Tigray here? .com girl?
No, we don't even know who he is.
You don't know who I am?
Well, hey.
Well, we know your name.
Yeah, I know your name, but I'm
what
not...
What are
we don't,
you wearing?
I'm not a cult associated.
We don't know you in the biblical sense.
That's right.
Hey, and I'm glad for that.
Well maybe if we ask you the right questions, you'll be cleared. And then we can know you in the biblical sense.
What are the right questions?
Do you have a nice ass?
I don't have an ass.
Okay, that's the wrong answer.
You're
inching your way to not be getting known in a biblical
got, like,
sense.
Stolen when I was a baby or something.
Yeah, I have no ass either.
I have a very small ass.
Well, okay, I think that's what we're saying.
It's true.
Okay,
I'm or the no only one in all. The room with ass.
Yes.
At least it's great ass.
I'd be proud of it.
That's ass.
That's some ass.
Okay, do you have nice tits?
Oh, me luck. No.
Okay. Well,
see, I think I've discovered perhaps part of the problem. You're a guy, aren't you?
That fails.
Let me check.
That's like the first question I should ask.
Yeah.
This isn't just a voice filter.
See, that fails two people's criteria in this room.
Yeah. I fail. Sorry.
No ass.
What are you wearing?
No shoes, no socks, black pants.
No service. Also, I must let you know there's a height requirement to get on this ride.
Dot-com girl's very tall.
6 feet.
You're 6 feet tall?
I think. I don't know.
I think you would barely make it, maybe.
Sim, you're 6 feet.
Uh-oh, run away.
Sure.
5'11"? No thanks.
Aw. I actually have no idea how tall I am.
Okay, well, you get you measure yourself, and you get back to us next week?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, say what?
I also have no idea how old I am.
Oh, well, you can find that out easily.
I'm like 22 or 23, I think.
You can check your driver's license, check with your mom or parental unit.
Yeah, driver's license. Shit, I didn't even think of that.
And it's a little bit of math, actually, because they don't put your age on your driver's license. You have to
78.
Drugs.
You also
which are good, which are bad. Drugs. Ask your mom or ask your dad.
Is that a real song?
Yes, it is.
By who?
Everybody, sing along.
By who? Is it They Might Be Giants?
No. It's
sounds
like the more you
you're
know.
You're 22
kind of,
years old?
Because yeah. Of public
now you're too young, too.
There's good drugs?
You don't have ass, you don't have tits, you're a guy, and you're too young. And we're taking another call, because someone finally called in.
See ya.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Your old Uncle Dak.
Oh, Dak!
How's the turkey?
I wish to God I was getting one. I'm getting fucked up the ass is what's going on here.
Oh, well, you know, this isn't the
that's
sex
the theme
line.
Of the show.
That's 1-800-SAY-RANT. You just presented a whole world of opportunity for Smokehouse there.
Like I care. It's like nobody can be bothered to pick up your Uncle Dak or PV.
You're too heavy.
What are you talking about?
Nobody gives us the rides anymore.
Oh, you didn't call me today. I know that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Ask James. I asked if you were basically, if your vehicle was operational.
You asked me that. You didn't say you were going to phone.
You asked James.
Yeah, I called you, and I got no answer.
You called my cell phone?
Yeah.
Did you try my house phone?
I don't have your house number.
Right, you've called it before.
I used to have it. All I have for numbers is what's on my watch.
Okay, well, all I know is you've called me before, so you should have it.
Write down phone numbers. You ask me medics pager number every week. Okay?
No, I didn't. I asked you medics pager's number this week.
You've asked it before.
You can't blame me for not calling me. I have my cell phone with me. It must have been like muted or something in my pocket. I don't know.
Or you must have been in Tawasin.
Because it was in my jacket. But I was at home most of the day.
I called probably just after I called after I called James. And when did I call you, James? Around like what, 3 o'clock?
Oh no. 4 o'clock, maybe.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Did you just call to cry?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're hanging up on your ass.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Vampire Soul Trance.
Hey, Soul Trance.
Vampire Soul Trance.
You guys are really, really quiet.
Really quiet, too. I had to crank you up.
You're just going to have to suck it up there, troop.
See, the problem is if we turn us up in your phone, we get tons of static. Listen, this is how it sounds. If I turn myself up, I bet you can hear me really well, though.
Yeah, but there's no static either.
Yeah.
Oh, not for you, but
not
for,
you,
that, for everyone
ass.
Else does.
Well, I'm special.
But you can hear us, so
no,
that's
no, we,
all we
I
care
mean,
about.
You wouldn't be able to. You would be able to hear us clear on the phone, but everyone listening would hear.
It would sound like utter uber crappy distortion.
Okay, blah, blah, blah.
That's enough.
This is a, so what's happening?
Nothing. I just called in because Capone X threatened to beat me if I didn't.
So how does a vampire worship deities?
So let me get the... Okay, you're lucky Sim has a question for you. You'd be axed, my friend.
So how did you worship your deity today?
I didn't.
You didn't, so...
nothing.
Do you have a deity?
See, the answer
is the first
wrong.
Question is, they do you have a deity?
Yes.
Sim, okay, who is it?
I don't know.
He forgot.
Okay, yes, is it sir. God?
I forgot, that worked.
Is it... You don't know who your deity is.
Frankly, I'm surprised he managed to get all the numbers in to the keypad.
Oh.
He's been dialing.
Who's your god? Who's your god, baby? Who's your god?
.com girl.
Woohoo!
Right answer, I think.
Is that better?
I think that's the right answer. So...
Hello?
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 Did you have
hello?
Anything else to say?
No.
See, we used to get people to say what the hell a lot more, didn't we? Too bad. 1-877-SAY-RANT. The key word in there is say.
Say.
If you have something to say.
Or
call
rant.
1-877-SAY-RANT.
Or
and
rant.
Skitty, you can call us up and bitch at us if you want.
You can yell at us. Then you'd have something to say, wouldn't you?
She's been bad-mouthing us in the IRC.
You happy now, bitch?
She's mad because we hang up on her. But the reason we hang up on you, you shouldn't take it personally, you know? I mean, you know, if we let people drag on, it's because we're desperate for someone to say something. And,
sing a song.
And
say
when
a
you
poem.
Call, we just happen not to be desperate.
Tell
at
us
that
a
time.
Story about your bus travels.
Bus travels. I told you
Jack
all about.
Has bus
did
travels.
I tell you all about the okay,
why
I'm on the bus.
About your movie.
No, I'm on the bus.
What movie?
And
the movie.
The movie.
I'm on
with
the bus.
Gun?
And this woman.
I'd rather
this
talk
is a really
when you're
short,
talking because
a really
you know
short
what?
Story.
That's what you do. You do that.
It's a really, really quick story. There's
this
woman
told
on the
this
bus
before?
And not on the air. Okay. It's not even funny now. You guys have ruined it. You built it up too much. All right. So she's wearing this cape. She looks like Carmen, you know, like the video game. Where in the world is Carmen
San Diego? Carmen
San Diego. Yeah,
and where in the world is .com girl?
Yeah, anyway, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? It's old woman. She's sitting there, and all of a sudden the bus stops. She leaps off at the last second. You know, the jacket's flowing in the wind. She's got the hat on. I've got to catch the train to China. That was my bus loser cruiser story.
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
Most of my tales from Loser Cruiser involve you need a picture of the people.
Oh, let's tell them about our toys that we got. Well, our toys.
What toys?
That involve batteries.
Toys. No toys with batteries in them?
That we bought this week, Drex.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And you brought yours over the other day? And we flashed them? The MP3 players.
That's right.
We bought... Yeah, Drex and I bought it first.
you didn't buy it at all.
I got it given to me.
That's right.
Hard work.
Hey.
It's an MP3 CD player. It kicks ass. It's a Rio Volt. It is the ultimate in kick-assness. And, what?
What did you sense? He saw my hand going over to the keyboard to play a sound effect. I'm going to turn it off.
Listen. Hear that?
I can.
And now it's beautiful. But I can turn it so it's not bad volume for sound effects. But they're very good. If you're going to buy one, buy that. Because it plays everything. And I've got it playing in my car, hooked up to my car stereo. It's very cool. I ride the subway. Anybody who has hospital stories or subway stories or
just
train
anything
stories.
Anything gross in general.
Anything gross. Sex things. Phone up, moan into the phone. Sheep stories. Cat stories. Tell us about milking your cat. That's what would happen if you milk your cat.
Monkey stories.
I don't think we did too bad this week, considering there's only three people. And Sean the loudmouth isn't here. So he usually fills in a lot of time.
Yeah, he's big, large mouth with a lot of stuff on that. Don't you have any more news stories?
That was probably the most news stories I've ever had for a show.
He's such a liar.
And I
look
have
for
exhausted
some more.
Them all.
Look for some more.
Oh my god, it's
on
quarter to M.
It's quarter to M.
And after that, it's going to be M o'clock.
You know what? They actually should hear the sayings on that clock. It's insane. Let's do that.
Well, gosh.
We are desperate. Oh, he does a phone call. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? Oh, my God.
Hey, I got a story for you about my neighbor and his dog.
Okay.
Wait, who is this? Back it up. Who's
Say again,
this?
Who is it?
It's Floyd Lapelle.
Hi, Floyd Lapelle.
Okay. I can barely hear you, so I'll do my best if you say something.
Well, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, that's
keep
good.
It coming.
And everyone else can hear you.
Hey, I got this neighbor. I live in an apartment, and I live upstairs. I kind of share this porch.
Oh, hang on. We're having technical difficulties
okay.
with the internet.
Carry on with your
okay,
story.
Could you
carry
start
on
again. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I live in an apartment. I live upstairs, and I kind of share a porch with a neighbor. You know, he's got a porch, and then we got stairs going down, and he's got his porch. Well, now that it's starting to get warm, or warmer, he's letting his dog out and tying him up on the porch. Well, you know, the dog starts shitting all over the place.
Yeah.
And he just leaves it there for, like, hours. Well, it's stinking up the upstairs. So I catch the guy outside, and I explain to him, you know, nicely that, you know, this is disgusting and I don't like it. It's stinking up my area.
So, oh, I thought you were going to maybe explain that the poop would be in his mailbox.
No.
Okay.
So he just kind of gives me this deer in the headlights look, and it just goes, oh, okay. Well, then, you know, he cleans it up, and then, like, a few days later, this goes on again. And I catch the guy, and I just said to him, hey, you know, please clean that up. It stinks. And he went, oh, okay. The guy's not too bright. Well, I was coming home, it was a Thursday night, and I had been downtown. So it was pretty late, and it was dark. I come upstairs, and I'm walking over my area, and I step in some.
Wonderful.
So I was pretty hostile at that point. So I took off my shoe, and I stuck it to his door. And the next morning, my shoe was back on my porch, and it was clean.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and his dog hasn't been out since, though. So there's my dog story. He said like a dog or a cat or, you know.
Oh, it was a dog. That's
as
excellent.
As close as I get.
Very, very relevant. That's awesome.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? Yo!
Dude!
Rant Radio! I know we're quiet.
You
we're
see,
not that quiet.
The problem is, I'm going to play the clock now.
Can you hear me now? Hello? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nomad Orphan. It's about time somebody picked up the phone.
What? What are you talking about?
Shut up.
So anyways.
So what did you have to say apart from whining about, you know, sitting on the phone for like 30 seconds?
I see what everybody says about barely hearing you. I'm having to walk outside to hear you.
Well, you should tell all those other people to shut up.
It's just Echo, that's all.
Damn, Echo.
So what did you have to say?
No, I've just been sitting here the whole show, you know, sipping my drink, you know, rather strong drink. And there was a comment at the beginning of the show about drinking holidays, and as I sipped that last little drink, it sort of hit me. What in the fuck qualifies a holiday to be a drinking holiday?
Pretty much anything for someone who likes drinking.
Well, anything
exactly.
that involves your family.
A day that I don't have to work is a drinking holiday for me.
Yes, or involves your family because you need that sort of...
They drive you to drink.
we'll see. My family is on the other side of the country. So I'm in Alaska. They're in Florida.
Ah, okay. So you have to make up other excuses. Well,
exactly.
Alaska's enough of an excuse to drink anyway.
Exactly. There's nothing else to do. You're stuck inside all the time. It's, you know, drinking and sex and food and sleep.
What the heck are you doing up in Alaska?
I'm kind of, you know, envious of all the sex you apparently are getting there.
Yeah, what's with all that sex?
I could do with a little less, with a little more boredom if there was some more sex going on.
It's a good trade-off.
Shut up.
He didn't mean sex with girls.
No. Look, I can have.
He didn't mean sex with other people.
Look, I can have any hamster I want.
Anytime. He's saving himself for the right hamster.
And I've got the duct tape for assistance. Okay, say what the hell, man.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Punk of Evil.
Yay, someone was there. Punk of Evil, what do you have to say for yourself?
What do I have to say for myself? Well, this summer I'm hosting a barbecue.
Excellent. Are we invited?
Everybody is invited, but there's a catch.
Oh.
You have to bring your meat, or whatever you want cooked, from www.manbeef.com.
Aww.
Man beef? Is this a blatant plug for advertising a website?
No, this is a website to where you order human meat.
Oh.
Cannibalism. Yum, 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 yum.
Where do they ship that from?
I'm not quite sure on all of the locations, but there are 5, I believe.
The Dutch made it legal. They shipped off the Dutch ship. It's from the suicide.
Isn't cannibalism, like, illegal?
Yes, I believe so.
So?
It's suicide's legal. Cannibalism
should be
legal.
I want to try human meat.
Oh, right. Okay. It's manmeat.com?
Yes. www.manbeef.com.
Beef. Okay, manmeat's not coming up. I'm actually glad that manmeat didn't come up. That it's actually man beef.
It might have been something naughty.
Oh, I'm quite sure it would have been something naughty.
Go to twink.net.
No. I would have. You could have told us man meat didn't work. That would be something you would have tried. There. .com girl. Manmeat.com girl.
Man beef's not coming up at the moment, but we'll keep on trying.
I would visit Cougar Dave.
That would be interesting. I still wouldn't eat it, being a vegetarian.
Yeah, damn vegans anyway.
Yeah, damn them all to hell. Damn dirty vegans.
But yes, all of Colt is invited.
How many
people are you expecting at your cannibalism party?
I don't know the precise number yet, but so far I have 5.
Well, that's a good start.
Where do you live?
I live in Idaho.
Well,
that's... We can't come.
We can't come, really.
Yeah. Allergic to Idaho.
Plus, actually, you know what? You know what? That's not really that far away.
I know.
If we could actually go.
I'm allergic, and I'm not into eating men. I'm not interested in eating meat of men.
Female meat.
You'll
raw.
Suck on it, but you won't eat it.
I'll suck on it. I'll lick it, but I'm not interested
I'm not going to eat it.
Chewing it up, carving a slice off.
Pussies.
Yep.
Well, yes, the pussies are fine, but I'm not interested in the meat.
You pansy ass.
All right, man, we're going to go to another line.
What
the hell?
Hi. Hello? You know what the problem is? Whenever I say hi without saying, hi, you're on Rant Radio, they're never there. Can you hear us?
Monkeys. All of them damn dirty apes. Man Beef does exist, but it's not up right now. So maybe they got taken down. Like the cached website on Google's not even working.
Oh, wait, we got a call.
Oh,
hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Smoke.
Smoke?
Yeah.
Okay, Smoke, how's it going?
Pretty good. What do you guys think about the legalization of pot?
All right! That's legal, cool! That's fun!
I think that's a very good thing.
Legalize pot, man!
Hell yeah.
Do you guys think legalizing pot is a good idea?
Hell yeah.
Have you
been smoking pot tonight?
Yes, I have.
Excellent.
And a lot of it.
Has it impaired your ability to intelligently argue your point?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, argue your point.
Do what?
Tell us just exactly why you think pot should be legal.
Because it's cool, man.
It's
everyone smokes it, and you might as well have it legal.
Because he's got glaucoma, and he needs it to cure his ailments.
I get nauseous sometimes.
I get sick in the car on long trips. I need my pot.
That makes me have
fun. Cheese whiz taste better.
It makes the cheese whiz taste better?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I hear.
You hear. I've heard.
Huh.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I think, people should do that as long as it doesn't affect other people. Like, they should be able to... do whatever they want.
We're going to try the other line.
All right. See,
okay,
say
what the hell.
Fuck you.
All right.
Hello?
Fair enough.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
Prophet's Music God 1.
Music God 1. Not Music God 2. Not Music God. It's Music God 1.
Were you asking how long you should let it ring?
What?
Who is?
Never mind.
You guys are really quiet on that head.
No, we aren't.
It's not an issue. It's not... We can all hear you good.
All right.
There, I just turned everyone up. How's that, a little bit better?
Not even close, but I can hear you.
Well, that's all that we care
suck
about.
It up,
that's
right. What did you call about?
Just sort of calling because I got fired today.
Oh, where did you work and why did you get fired?
I was working at the Parktown Inn. They have a website, by the way.
Don't tell it to us if you don't want them to get business.
Of course, I would never tell you that they have a website, and
okay.
That's easily accessible in Google under Saskatoon Parktown Inn.
You just don't want it defaced, right?
That's right.
Because that would be bad.
Exactly.
Okay. So why did you get fired?
Apparently I wasn't working hard enough.
Ah.
I mean, I was probably one of the harder workers.
So when they made that joke, hardly working, they were serious.
Yeah.
Working hard, hardly working.
And they believed you.
You were fucking the poodle, huh?
Screwing the pooch?
No.
Huh?
No pooch.
Yeah, a little of that, huh?
A little of that.
A little surfing around at work, a little click, click, click. Are you a bad boy?
Yes, but not at work.
Oh.
Yeah. Is the show going good?
No. For the small amount of people we have here...
It's doing fabulous.
It's doing amazing.
It's amazing.
Human meat products. I got to the website, so I'm just going through it right now, trying to get some prices here.
Of man meat?
It looks pretty hokey. Oh, no, we got some prices. This is totally...
Is this human meat products?
Yes, I am so sure this is so fake. And they're just selling you cows or veal or something.
Well, whatever. All right, man, you got anything else to say?
Not really, other than I can't listen to the show right now because Winamp is no longer installed on my computer.
Well, that's easy to fix.
It takes about 30 seconds.
Yeah, and trying to talk my parents into letting me have it on again.
Oh, what, because you got fired, you're grounded or something?
How old are you?
What? 18.2.
18.2, okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you in decimal months or what? You got two tenths of the year, or is that 2 months of the year?
2 tenths of the year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Exactly. Wow, that's pretty good. All right, we're going to take another call. Say what the hell.
All right, what the hell?
Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Who's this?
This is Crazy Night.
Crazy Night.
Yeah.
Now that you're a new caller.
I am.
Cool.
All right, I just want to call in and say, whoever missed the wrong show a couple weeks ago sucks.
Whoever missed the wrong show?
The Rollins.
Oh, the Rollins show. Are you in Vancouver?
Yes.
Yes, it was really, 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 really good.
It was.
I've seen him 3 times now.
Have you?
He rocks every single time.
He does rock.
I will see
him. Why don't you two just have sex?
And talk about Henry Rollins. Yeah. No, I see him anytime he comes here because he...
Yeah, I actually saw you last week. I saw you at the show just afterwards.
You saw me at the show? Oh, on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. I remember you. I don't know which one you were, but I remember that group of people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay.
All right. What the hell?
Oh, there's nobody calling us.
Ran out of callers. Should we end the show early while we're sucking or what?
Okay, that's the end of the show. Tune in next week where we'll hopefully have some interesting people to host the show.
When you'll hear Sean Kennedy say, hi.
Did you miss me? I had turkey last week. It was good. I worshipped a dead guy on a stick. He was dead.
I'm sure he'll have a lot of really good, interesting tales about dinner with the family.
Oh, yeah. He'll complain about that again, the extended family.
But I don't want to go.
You know, cry.
Yeah, okay. We're going to actually end the show, though. So have a nice day. Y'all come back
when I hear. Like, we're not fucking joking here. Okay.
Dude, end this thing.
I'm queuing it up, okay? Stop.
Okay, this
there.
Is Drexel
That's
saying
right, we
goodnight.
Have to say goodbye. We're not even going to say the IRC. No, let's say the IRC. You want to say the IRC?
All right.
Because they stayed around even after this sucky show, you know. Chocolate dip, get dead kind of sick. I tried to find the Jesus recipe that I said last year. And, like, you garnish him with the crown of thorns and the holly berries or whatever he wears on his head. And...
All right, on the IRC we have, Sumerian, Holy Dio, Smokehouse of God, Agent Mulder, Archer, Battlewax, Prophet, Crow Cobain, Apocalypse Bite, Dev Null, Pele, Waveboy, Dev Null, never mind. We have Skitty, Doodle, Kisser,
Skitty,
D-Pseudo,
Evil Couchland, Evil Soul Trance.
That's awesome.
Fork, FTG Rooster, FT Lynx RX, Sanix Breaker One, Chaos, Kexler, Holy Deal. Holy Deal left.
Poof. You were there just long enough to get your name said.
He got boosted up to the top.
Oh. Tenshi, Ronin Templar Knight, Cyber Samurai, Imagine, JoJo's Terrell, Music Fucked Over, NF Work. Oh.
Somebody's tapping you to read your, like, little thing. Echo. Have you got a message from Echo up there or something?
What are you talking about?
On your IRC. At the top.
Floyd Slapel, Half L, Fuck of Evil.
Slapel. Slapel.
That's how it's spelled. Well, it comes from
it. Romulus, Tigray,
Zophiel,
Caponex, Kuzix.
You skipped Echo. Somebody's complaining you skipped Echo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Echo. Psycho Wolf Pup, P. Zerster. Zerster.
This is funny. You never read some.
Shard Yet Solid. Shard Yet Solid. Am I messing that up? Why are you guys laughing at me?
No, it's fine.
Psychopath.
Go to the next one.
Son of a King We Toted.
So fucking retarded.
So fucking retarded.
So fucking retarded. Star TV.
It took me like
Studio,
6 months to get that.
T-Lin. XXX. Y2 Karma 2.
2.
Zed.
Not the one.
Zed.
And Zed. And what am I supposed to do?
Nothing. Oh,
you fucking missed me. Okay, Mr. Echo,
okay.
You whiny bitch.
You whiny bitch. So we're done for this week. We do not ever guarantee 3 hours of show. We guarantee we'll cut off when we start sucking.
We guarantee nothing. We're like Loomis Courier. We make no guarantees.
You give us your money, and we'll dropkick your package
through
the
uprights. We'll deliver it sometime.
Maybe.
Probably tomorrow, but we're not guaranteeing it.
So here's the outro, and enjoy the rest of your festive...
How long will it be till the next show?
It'll be 6 days, 21 hours and a half. 21 and a half hours.
All right.
Something like that. Snacked! And we're out of here. And this is Marianne. And that is...
Drexel.
And that is...
.com girl.
Saying goodbye. Till next time. And the internet is now under martial law.
I want one more thing to say. Nobody complained that we're closing it early.
That's kind of insulting, huh? No, plastic. Right there. What the fuck? It's only 10:32. He's complaining. One person. That's not enough. Okay, they should have ended 2 hours ago.
Oh, you're dead. You're dead.
They wanted a quality half hour, right?
You bet.
A good. We would have made a good half hour show, right? An excellent show.
You will
half
never
hour
get
show.
These 2.5 hours of your life back.
No matter what you do.
Joke on you.
Watch some TV or something.
Yeah, you bastards. 7 p.m. Okay, that's enough insulting. This is the internet. It's now under martial law, so stay in your homes or we'll shoot you.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than 2 people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory.